feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Yesterday, the calendar slipped over from July to August, and today, the Green Jackets roster does the same. Eight new additions to Augusta's roster this morning, and four of them in the lineup this afternoon. Good morning, or good evening, folks. My name is Nathan Strauss, here for the TaxSlayer pregame show live from SRP Park. Well, Augusta made some big moves this morning in conjunction with the Atlanta Braves. Bryson Worrell and Andrew Keck have been promoted to High A Rome, along with Ronaldo Alessandro. Francisco Floyd has been sent to the Florida Complex League with Eliezel Stevens released, but eight new players added to the roster at noon today, including, in order, Hurston Waldrip, Corey Wall, Lucas Braun, three pitchers selected in this summer's draft, catcher Jacob Godman, infielders Drew Compton and Cam McGee, and outfielders Jace Grady and Cade Kern. It is a tremendously exciting time of the year. It's been characterized like Christmas, where managers and coaches get a whole bunch of shiny new toys to play with. You'll hear more about that analogy from minor league fielding coordinator Chris Swagger in our feature in just a few short moments. Green Jackets preparing to take on the Columbia Fireflies in game two of six on this Wednesday night. Partly cloudy, very humid, and a little bit warmer than yesterday. Temperatures pushing towards 90 this evening, par for the course for an early August afternoon in the CSRA. The Green Jackets wasting no time in integrating these new players to their lineup. Four debuts, batting two through five this evening. Jace Grady will hit second. Cam McGee bats third. Drew Compton hits cleanup. And Cade Kern bats fifth, meaning there are a lot of fresh faces out on the diamond, and you'll hear more about them as well as this week goes on. A couple of big-name additions to the rotation as well, with first-round pick Hurston Waldrip slated for his affiliated baseball debut on Saturday at 6:35 here at SRP Park, and Lucas Braun following him up on Sunday. Tonight's starter, however, is John Carlos Lara, the wiry product of the Dominican Republic, looking to shake off an ugly month of July. Comes into today with a 2-6 record, a 5.15 ERA. He's got electric stuff when it's working, and when it isn't, gives up a lot of walks and is susceptible to hard contact, as he found out last week when he took a loss to the Charleston River Dogs. On the other side, it's Shane Panzini, a pitcher who Augusta has seen really well this season and handed him a couple of losing decisions last time out, chased him after three innings. Panzini, a 1-8 record. The numbers of these two pitchers are very similar, but very different in their approaches to the game. Almost completely opposite in terms of stuff, pitch mix, and background as well. Panzini drafted out of high school in New Jersey. Lara signed as a big money international free agent a couple of winters ago. Lara jumped right over the Florida Complex League last summer, was pitching in the DSL in the Dominican. They liked his stuff so much, they challenged him with the aggressive promotion to Augusta, and he has had mixed results this year, but very tantalizing in terms of what his pitches can be when they are on. It's been the consistency. That's been the next question. Speaking of consistency, the Augusta pitching staff has lately been on quite the tear. As of today, they have gone 20 and a third innings, allowing just one earned run. Yesterday, both teams took a shutout into extra innings, and Augusta allowed three runs in extras, just one earned, with the two ghost runners scoring in the 10th and 11th. Augusta did fall yesterday by a score of 3-2, leaving the tying run and the potential winning run on base in scoring position in the bottom of the 11th. The good news for Augusta is that Columbia has promoted their star closer, the best pitcher in the Carolina League, Cooper McKeon, to High A Quad Cities as of this morning. So they will not have to deal with his left-handed power on the mound at all for the rest of this week and likely for the rest of his career. They will, however, have some new faces to deal with in the bullpen, with Elvis Novas just added to their roster 2 days ago, and a new man, Henry Williams, the former Duke man out of Darien, Connecticut, who was acquired in the Barlow trade yesterday at the deadline. Boy, that's been a whirlwind of 24 hours. He has made his way over from the Dodgers organization all the way here to North Augusta, and he is active tonight as well. There is a debut on the Columbia side as well, not to be overshadowed by the four Green Jackets who are making their first affiliated appearance. Trevor Werner, the former Texas A&M Aggie, an Elgin High School product, batting sixth and DHing today, put up some gaudy power numbers in his final season with the Aggies, drafted in the seventh round by the Royals this last offseason. We'll have the lineups for you in a few short moments, but first, it'll be today's Phoenix Printing pregame player feature. It's actually a coach feature with Chris Swager, former minor leaguer, now currently one of the Rovers in the Green Jackets system, rather the Braves system. Take a listen to what he had to say here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Good evening, happy Wednesday. It's time for another Phoenix Printing player feature, although this time we've got a Phoenix Printing player development fielding coordinator feature, I suppose. We're joined now by Chris Swager for the second time this year. Welcome back.
Thanks.
First time catching you here in Augusta last week, last couple of weeks, and in general, you spend your time down at the complex, and of course, eight new arrivals today on the Augusta roster from the Florida Complex League, some new signees, some new draftees. What is this time of year like for you?
This is always exciting, an exciting time for us in player development because, I mean, it's kind of like Christmas. The running joke is we got a bunch of new toys that we get to open up. We've seen them, last couple weeks at the complex in practice and then worked into some games last week. And actually, a lot of these guys played yesterday and then traveled after the game. So, they're built up. They're ready to go. You can tell they're excited. We've had them in pro ball. Most of them all collected their first hits and got the balls. So ready to see what they can do under the lights in a good atmosphere.
Now, before we get to those guys in particular, do you remember your first affiliated at-bat or affiliated game and what that jump was like for you?
Yeah, 100%. I was in Batavia. Actually, I take that back. I was playing for Batavia, the Muck Dogs, and it was in Auburn. And my back leg was shaking so badly that I, barely could load my hip. So ended up 99% sure that I struck out and then, put one in play that game. And then I had a better, second game because I was like, this is not the way. It's just baseball. So completely understand what these guys are going through. I actually think it's great that we've kind of already got some at-bats, professional at-bats under their belt in the FCL, because I think that was maybe part of it for me personally was, first pro game and it's under the lights in a brand new city that I've been in for 3 days. And so it was just, I think for our guys, it was a good experience going there first. I think in hindsight, it would have been great for me. But, I mean, in the end, I guess it doesn't matter. They're going to have to, perform under pressure. And hopefully they play a lot better and a lot longer than I did.
Well, don't sell yourself short. I mean, your baseball career has gone on beyond, obviously, the playing field. But something about every player who has been added to this roster is that they were all college players. They were all either 2-, 3-, or 4-year players. Do you think it helps when you've got guys coming from programs like Dallas Baptist or Georgia Tech where you're playing in front of thousands of fans night in and night out to sort of adjust to playing affiliated well in front of thousands of fans night in and night out.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Like, it's just general experience. You get more and more comfortable doing things. You know, if you've done it in the past, then it tends to, you know, be more normalized once you get here. So definitely think it's valuable. A couple of these guys have played in, like, really high leverage and high pressure situations. And, you know, I think everybody's kind of going to go through a little bit of an adaptation period where you're playing every single day instead of, you know, mixed in a lot of off days. So we're very mindful of that, like, when we're getting them in there. But, you know, the pressure and the intensity that goes along with, you know, professional baseball, I think a lot of these guys have already experienced it, and that's helpful.
Well, there's no waiting around because Frankie Diaz named his lineup this morning, and four of the eight new arrivals, four of the five position players, are in the lineup tonight. Starting off with Cade Kern, what have you seen from him in the last couple of weeks in the complex?
Just an exciting guy, like high energy, can play all over the outfield, very twitchy, does a lot of really good things in all areas. Grinder type, you know, strong mentality, mentally tough, seems like. And I mean, again, like, small sample size, but super hard worker, and like, excited to have him.
Pretty much going to go player by player here for the other three guys in the lineup tonight. I'm assuming you're here for the rest of the week as well with manager Cody Gabella on his drive down to Tampa to go see George Strait, which is well deserved. But
nice.
But Drew Compton, Georgia Tech guy, mm-hmm. big power, career OPS of 940.
Yep.
What is it? What has he been putting together in the complex?
I mean, it's really carried over. I think his OPS is right up there, you know, on par with what he's doing. So swings it from both sides. Kind of got like the hitter, I call it like the hitter gene, the hitter tool. You know, there's a lot of guys that just like have a knack for finding the barrel. He seems to have that. Has really, really impressed me with his ability to move around and have a feel at first base. So, you know, he's a guy that I think we can count on to swing the bat and, you know, just be kind of a steady Eddie in the field. He's also played third, so positional versatility helps as well.
Speaking of versatility, Cam McGee, also in the lineup this evening, playing at third tonight, but has played everywhere on the left side of the infield and second base in mm-hmm. his day. What are you looking for him in this jump?
I mean, look, Mags can pick it. I think anywhere we put him on the dirt, he's going to do a lot of good things. And, you know, everything he does defensively and the arm strength are all pretty impressive. He's super athletic. Once again, like another, you know, like common thread with all of these guys, like great makeup, at least in a small sample size, and they all work really hard. You know, Mags is working through some things with his swing. I think, you know, it's really like smoothed out, and he's got a lot of untapped potential in his bat. So, you know, he's been very receptive to what we've been trying to give him. And, you know, I think he'll show out a little bit too.
The Braves draft for the dog in them, so to speak. Last one in the lineup tonight, Jace Greedy out of the powerhouse to Dallas Baptist program. Mm-hmm. What is his profile and what are you looking for from him?
This is another guy that just like got the hitter gene. He's got a knack for like barreling up balls, takes good at bats, grinds it out. You know, I think if you look at his haircut and facial hair, like he would actually take it as a compliment if you tell him that like nothing's like super pretty. It's kind of gritty and nothing. But the guy organizes his body and does a lot of good things. Like, he's a good baseball player. And, you know, obviously that translated on the field this year in college. And he's done some really good things this past week at the complex. So just another like good dude. And, you know, I definitely think he's going to be productive.
Last one for you. Obviously, eight new players here. It's about a third of the roster that gets turned over around this time of year. What is it like for this group of guys to come up together? Obviously, you get drafted, you're in that draft class, mm-hmm. but then to be that first wave of those who sort of jump to affiliated ball, how does that help them sort of progress as people or ball players?
I think it helps everybody, right? Like the infusion of just like new blood and the enthusiasm and the excitement, I think it has, you know, positive influence on anybody in the clubhouse. I think the results were pretty obvious. Last week, the FCL went 5-0, right? As these guys like started to integrate into the lineup, I think, you know, the energy and the enthusiasm, it's contagious, and it kind of brings everybody up. So that was awesome to see last week there. And I mean, and quite honestly, I expect the same thing here this week. It's not necessarily going to translate to, you know, wins or, you know, whatnot, but I just think. And it's not to say that, like, things can get stale, but it is a long season, especially for guys who are in their first full season. And so when you get guys, you know, basically coming fresh out of the gate, and they just infuse this new energy. It's always fun to watch, and like I said, these are good ball players, so hopefully we see some results pretty quickly.
Looking forward to it. This is Chris Swager. If you see a very fast, speedy flash of silver hair around the ballpark, you know who you're looking at. Back with Green Jackets Baseball, Giancarlo Slara on the mound on this Wednesday night. In just a few short moments here on Bally Live and the Green Jackets Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Beautiful national anthem complete, land of the free, home of the brave, and tonight SRP Park, home of some new Braves here in this Atlanta Braves organization. Green Jackets sitting set to take on the Columbia Fireflies in game 2 of 6. My name is Nathan Strauss. A pleasure to have you here on this lovely Wednesday night in the CSRA. Temperatures pushing 90, some good clouds in the sky, but no chance of rain as far as we know right now. Augusta turned over a big portion of their roster today, adding 8 new faces, all recent signees in the last month, into this Braves organization, including a couple of undrafted free agent finds and a couple of recent draft picks. 4 of them are in the lineup tonight, making their affiliated debut, while a couple of familiar Augusta faces have been promoted to High A Rome. Giancarlo Slara gets the start tonight for Augusta, looking to even up the series at a game apiece after that 3-2 loss in extra innings yesterday. Slara, 6'3" tall, 200 pounds, comes in with a record of 2-6, a 5.15 ERA, but is very hard to hit. In fact, gives up a batting average against of just over 200, but walks and hit-by-pitches have got him in trouble this year, as have Box. He leads the league in Box this season. Here's the lineup he'll be facing for the Columbia Fireflies, the affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Again, only one change in this lineup, and it's a new face, Trevor Werner. Gene Ramirez will lead it off. He went 0-for-4 yesterday, while Omar Hernandez catches and bats second. The power-hitting Austin Charles, who tripled in. The go-ahead run in the 11th bats third, while Brett Squires, slumping but still a threat, is hitting cleanup today. Daniel Vazquez, who drove in the game-winning run, hits fifth with Trevor Werner, the former A&M Aggie, batting sixth. Lisandro Rodriguez moves down and bats in seventh, while Royer Leighton, just 3 for his last 33, bats 8th, and Levi Usher, who had a couple of great at-bats yesterday, bats 9th today. Ramirez into the box on the left-hand side, the big right-handed frame of Lara out on the mound. Columbia, for the second straight game, wearing their blue jerseys, neon yellow numbers, and gray pants. Ready on lefty matchup, first pitch is driven towards the alley in right center field. Chasing it down is Kern, and it's going to get over his head and off the wall. Ramirez will take second standing up, and it's a first pitch double for Gene Ramirez. Got a center cut fastball there and made no mistake. Here's how Augusta lines it up defensively, and you'll get to know a lot of new names today. Dawson Diamond doing the catching behind the plate. Cam McGee makes his debut at third, with Ambioris Tavares at short and EJ Exposito at second. Drew Compton, the former Georgia Tech man, plays at first base today, where he began his college career. Jace Grady is in left, Tyler Collins in center, and the former Ohio State University Buckeye, Cade Kern, is in right. The catcher, Hernandez, at the plate now. He squares the bunt and pulls it back. Takes a strike at 93. One on and no one out. Just underway at SRP Park. Augusta in their Wednesday night Warrior Wednesday jerseys. The green with the military camo down the front and the collar. A one. Lined hard to right, but Kern will have it in his tracks. He will make the catch. Ramirez will try to run. The throw is not in time. A little bit wide of the bag, and it was hit deep towards the corner. So a productive out number one for Omar Hernandez, and that will bring up Austin Charles, who is salivating every time he gets to the plate against this Augusta pitching staff. 18 runs batted in this season for the 6'6 Charles, but 8 of them, including one last night, have come against Augusta. Infield is back, man on third and one away. Charles hitting 245 with Lara on the mound. The pitch is a breaking ball in for a strike. The man calling the balls and strikes this evening is Dylan Holsey, with Shane Sullivan, his compadre, on the base paths. Lara sets for the 0-1. Fastball taken just down and away at 96. Lara sits anywhere from 94 to 99, depending on the day. Fastball and good cut and sink to it as well, and also productive off-speed pitches. 1-1, down to the back foot for a ball. Charles, drafted in the 20th round in last year's draft by the Royals, was thought to be very hard to pry away from his commitment to UCSB. Ended up signing for over 6 times his slot, and he has been good value this year. 2-1, misses inside at the waist, so a 3-1 count. In fact, Charles slotted in the top 15 prospects in the Royals farm system, which is, at present time, thought of as being the third weakest in the league. The 3-1 pitch, line to center. Kern chasing it down. He will get there in the right center field alley, and here comes his throw to the plate. It will be to the mound instead. It'll be a sacrifice fly for Charles. Give him 9 runs batted in against the Green Jackets in 8 games. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Fireflies. So now base is clear, no one on, and 2 away for Brett Squires, the former Oklahoma Sooner. Went 1-for-5 with a single yesterday, hitting just 194 in his last 10 games. It's dropped his average from the 270s down below 240. Going lefty on righty, the first pitch. He squares the bunt and pulls it back, takes a ball. Last time out, Giancarlos Lara was excellent through 4 innings and kept the bases pretty much free of traffic, and then ended up giving up 4 runs in the 5th. He misses outside here. It's 2-0. The stuff is not a question for Lara. He's got major league velocity and a lot of deception, plus a frame that he is still growing into at 20 years of age. 2-0 pitch is sliced foul. The question is, can Lara apply it consistently? And that is what he has been developing here in his first season of affiliated baseball. Last summer, as a 18-year-old, pitched in the Dominican League and then jumped over the Florida Complex League to make his full season debut. The 2-1 is downstairs, just barely, and Squires has a 3-1 count. He does draw a lot of walks and has done all season, the big lefty out of Oklahoma. The 3-1 pitch, fastball high and outside. So another couple of balls here put Squires aboard. And now one on and two away for Daniel Vazquez. Vazquez in at 215, a homer, 31 driven in. He's got Squires, who's not afraid to run on first. The Fireflies steal basically whenever they can. They play a lot of small ball as well, most bunts in the league. Second most stolen base attempts in the league. First pitch is a slider outside, and Diamond had to block it to get it in front of him, and it's a 1-0 count. Shane Panzini will be the man on the mound for the Fireflies in the bottom of the frame. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball taken downstairs. Might have been in the zone there, and Lara looked over to the dugout for some validation, maybe, or for a sign. Squires being held on by Compton at first. And the 2-0 delivery. Popped foul and out of play over our heads. It's a somewhat dark afternoon here. It looks like there are some ominous storm clouds over our heads and also over across the South Carolina-Georgia line, which is right over center field here. But blue sky above right now, and that's what matters most. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, high fastball, and it's 2-2. Yesterday's game went into extra innings, tied at 0-0. It only took three batters for the first run to come across today. It's a 1-0 lead for the Fireflies here, with a 2-2 count and a man on first. Squires goes the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. So Lara bounces back, gives up a double, who ends up scoring, and after half an inning, it is the visitors one, and Augusta coming up to the plate when we come back. It'll be Tavares, and then the first at-bats for Jace Grady and Cam McGee against Shane Panzini in the bottom of the frame, here on Bally Live in the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
At the back nine brew.
Back here for the bottom of the first. Green Jackets down 1-0. They will take on the righty from New Jersey, Shane Panzini, on the mound. Panzini comes into today a record of 1-8. Drafted out of Spring Lake, New Jersey. Red Bank Catholic High School in Red Bank, New Jersey, back in 2021. The record is not great at 1-8, but some decent peripherals. He's pitched over 70 innings already this year. This is his 17th start, and he will have Ambioris Tavares in to lead it off. It'll be Tavares, Jace Grady, and Cam McGee due up here in the first. The righty Tavares looks out at the righty Panzini, and the first pitch is lined into right field, a base hit. So Tavares shakes off yesterday's 0-for-5 with a first pitch single, and now our first debut of the game at the plate. Jace Grady, the switch hitting outfielder, batting from the left side, steps up to the plate. Grady, drafted in the 11th round this year, did excellently in the complex, reached in 10 of his 20 plate appearances with 2 doubles and 5 runs batted in. First pitch is taken for a strike at the knees. Grady, wearing number 17, listed at 5'11", 182, a player that plays with a lot of grit and fight. Pickoff throw comes over to first. Tavares back in, sliding. Grady, the switch hitter, in the box now. Cam McGee on deck, and Drew Compton in the hole with Cade Kern to follow. So all 4 new arrivals in today's lineup, batting 2 through 5. 0-1 to Grady. The pitch is taken just upstairs for a ball. Grady hit 309 with 12 homers and 39 runs batted in his final season at Dallas Baptist, a powerhouse program in the college baseball world. The 1-1, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Grady also had more walks than he had strikeouts, 45 free passes to 42 Ks. So the kind of discipline that can really propel you to the next level. Also was a Cape League All-Star. Back with Katuit. The 1-2, inside and low, to leave it up at 2-2. And putting together good plate appearances is so important, especially in your first couple of games. You heard Chris Swager talk about how nervous he was when he made his debut. Said his back leg was shaking so much He didn't even know if he could lift the bat off his shoulder. Runner goes, 2-2 pitch, line towards shallow left center field, dropping in fast, Usher on the run, and it's not going to get there. It'll end up as a single and the first hit of Grady's Augusta Green Jackets career. Blooped in between the shortstop and left fielder. They don't ask how hard, they just ask how. And he is aboard. We're back-to-back singles now and no one away in the bottom of the first. Well, if he is reaching base with an exit velo of 65 miles an hour, he will certainly be reaching base with harder contact as well. But he improves to 1-for-1 here in his Green Jackets career, and that'll bring up Cam McGee. Bats left, throws right, can play anywhere across the infield, and he is in the box now with men on first and second and no one out. Out of Washington State, also spent time at ASU. First pitch, breaking ball up and away. McGee, the son of Terry and Teresa, a mighty athletic family. His older brother, Brandon, played in the NFL for a number of years. His younger sister on the ASU softball team. And a big swing and a miss here to even up the count at 1-1. He's the sixth of seven kids, six boys, and then one girl who's the youngest. Tough spot. But McGee at the plate with a chance here. The 1-1 grounded over towards third. Charles will try to tag out Tavares, and they will. It'll end up as a fielder's choice. Tavares did a wise thing there and tried to get Charles to focus on him rather than try to turn maybe a 5-4-3 double play. So you'll trade them in at third for the one out rather than two. Tavares retired on the five unassisted fielder's choice. McGee takes over at first, Grady up to second, and now Drew Compton with a good chance to strut his stuff. Compton, switch hitter, big body out of Georgia Tech. It's New Jersey on New Jersey right now, the first pitch in the dirt. Compton out of New Jersey, Governor Livingston High School, put up some gaudy power numbers with the Yellow Jackets. Part of a great offense for Georgia Tech. He's got men on first and second and one away. The pitch is down in the dirt. Another very disciplined hitter with a career 940 OPS in the college ranks. Augusta down 1-0 here in the bottom of the first, but two aboard and one away, with Compton at the plate and Cade Kern on deck. Runners have their leads. The 2-0. Taken upstairs for a ball. In the six games he played in the complex, Compton had four extra base hits. Two doubles, two homers. He drove in six. 3-0 the count. The pitch is taken for a strike. Auto take there for Compton. It'll go to 3-1. Compton, a non-drafted free agent signing. The Braves have had some real good success with Georgia-based talent. The 3-1 checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal up the middle. He did not. So Grady heads to third, McGee to second, and Compton will take first on the free pass. And the bases are loaded with one away for Cade Kern. Green Jackets down one, bases loaded, one away in the bottom of the first. And Cade Kern, out of the Ohio State University, former Buckeye, drafted in the 17th round, steps into the batter's box, going righty on righty with Shane Panzini. The pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. Kern, out of Archbold High School in Ohio, stayed at home, played for the Buckeyes, put up some excellent numbers. He had double-digit multi-hit games last year. The 0-1, line down the right field line, but foul. It'll make the sweeps, and it's 0-2. On deck, EJ Exposito, Augusta's leader in runs batted in. Green Jackets trying to push home some runs here in the bottom of the first to even up this score. It's a 1-0 game. The Green Jacket player at every base, 0-2. Line drive right field, and again, foul. Good contact, but it sails over towards the easy-go picnic patio. Off speed there from Panzini. yesterday. Augusta had three hits through the first seven innings. They've got two here in the bottom of the first today. 0-2 pitch is flown down the right field line again, and again it goes foul into the seats. Good crowd here on hand for this Wednesday night, but attendance really going to pick up the next couple of days. Thursday at SRP Park, tomorrow night a trucker hat giveaway on Friday, and Braves Buzzfest, and then two debuts on the mound with Hurston Waldrop and Lucas Braun on Saturday and Sunday. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Finally put him away after a couple of foul balls. And Kern goes down on strikes. So now EJ Exposito to the plate. Hitting .212, six homers. He's driven in 42. Has been hitting in the top of the lineup. And now moves down to sixth. He has Jace Grady on third, Cam McGee on second, and Drew Compton on the first base bag. Two away, and the base is loaded. And the first pitch is a breaking ball. He checked his swing, but did not hold up, and he goes down to 0-1. Exposito 0-3 with two strikeouts against Panzini this season. Panzini struggled in the month of July, an ERA of 9, with 18 walks to 14 strikeouts in that time. The 0-1. Taken high. On the season, the 1-8 record, the 4.29 ERA, and a 1.54 whip show more or less where he's at. He has had some good outings and also some rough ones. Augusta pieced him up and chased him after three innings in early July. The 1-1 tipped into the mitt, and it's 1-2. Green Jackets went 1-for-11 with men in scoring position in their loss yesterday, trying to avoid stranding three aboard here in the first. Down 1-0. The 1-2 to Expo is fouled off over the stadium and out of play. For those of you tuning into a Green Jackets game for the first time this year, welcome aboard. We try to keep these broadcasts fun. This is a very enjoyable baseball team, and it's great to have new faces here. And new faces joining us from afar. 1-2 on Exposito. Panzini sets the pitch. Check swing, foul. I think Exposito was trying to avoid that one, and it just glanced off the top of his bat and went to the cage. Omar Hernandez is doing the catching with Austin Charles at third, Daniel Vazquez at short, Lisandro Rodriguez at second, Brett Squires at first, and the same outfield as yesterday, Usher in center, Leighton in right, and Ramirez in left. Bases juiced, still 1-2 with two away. Panzini's pitch tipped foul yet again. At the very least, Augusta has made Panzini really dig deep here in inning number one, but they're trying to make that count on the scoreboard as well. Fans chanting, "Let's go Jackets." The 1-2 in the dirt, blocked by Hernandez. Used that chest protector. Already 27 pitches now for Panzini here in this first inning as the umpire, Dylan Holsey, collects some new balls from the ball boy in the Green Jackets dugout down the third baseline. 2-2 the count with the bases loaded and two away. Infield back all the way around. The pitch is driven to right. High fly ball, but playable for Leighton, who tracks it over towards the line and makes the catch about 5 feet in fair ground. So Augusta will lead him loaded. Rather leave him loaded, excuse me, in the first, and we'll head to the second inning, down 1-0. River Dogs, excuse me, Fireflies up with 6, 7, and 8 when we come back, with Werner making his debut in the next AB. 1-0, top of the second on its way.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store.
Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hoy la cosa se puso buena.
Top of the second, Green Jackets down 1-0 to the Fireflies. John Carlos Lara back out onto the mound, gave up one hit, one walk, and one run, and also fanned a man in the final batter of the inning. It'll be 6, 7, and 8 due up this half inning. Trevor Werner, Rosando Rodriguez, and Royer Leighton, the three set to bat. Starting off with the big frame of Werner, who takes his first affiliated at bat here. Seventh rounder in last month's draft at this point. Hit 252 with 14 long balls in his final season with the Aggies. North Augusta, South Carolina, right across the river from Augusta, Georgia. Not exactly the same vibe as College Station, but you can't win them all. Werner going ready on ready with Lara. The first pitch is in for a strike. And that's how we get underway in the inning. 96 miles an hour on the black. We'll see if Lara can settle down and find the zone a bit more here in the frame. The 0-1 is in the dirt. Diamond blocks it. An interesting fact about Werner is that he watched the original Rocky movie at a young age and saw the scene when Rocky Balboa pounds the meat. And he'll pound this ball to right field, but playable for Kern, who will come in from the track and make the catch going to his left for out number one. But Werner, since watching that movie as a young man, no longer eats beef or doesn't eat beef anymore. And if you haven't seen Rocky recently, he sort of goes into the meat locker and then ends up using some, you know, hanging beef as punching bags. And then it's a whole story, but it's a classic movie. Neither here nor there, one away. In the top of the second for Lisandro Rodriguez, the lefty will take just outside for a ball. Yesterday, 1-for-4 with a walk, also got caught stealing. The 1-0 is downstairs. Slider that time taken by Rodriguez. Hitting 219, 0-for-4 against Lara this season with a strikeout. He has homered 5 times and plated 27. 2-0, taken for a strike at the top of the zone. Fireflies manager Tony Pena Jr., the son of longtime Major League catcher Tony Pena, standing down the third base line. 2-1 pitch, grounded up the middle. There, Tavares comfortably, he sidearms to first, and Compton's there for the out. 2 away. No one on, 2 away, 1-0 the score. Fireflies on top. For Royer Leighton, the Nicaraguan, who has hit an ice-cold stretch right now. 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts yesterday, 3 for his last 33. It's dropped his batting average about 25 points in the last month. The righty at the plate, Lara's pitch, is a slider on the outside edge. Beautifully placed to start the AB. And it's 0-1. Lara going from the windup, the 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. And that's what that first pitch slider for a strike can do, because Lara was able to get a called strike with the first breaking ball and then was able to plant one in the dirt, and Leighton, having just seen it, was a bit ambitious at one that was way out of the zone. 0-2 here. And Lara's pitch to Leighton. That time a waste pitch taken for a ball. The lights are on at SRP Park. Game 2 of 6 between the Green Jackets and their closest rivals, the Columbia Fireflies. It's the closest trip in all of the Carolina League. Just 63 miles. The 1-2 pitch. Line to left and hard. Grady goes to the track. It is gone. His third homer of the year. It just bounces on top of the yellow line. And it will be a home run for Royer Leighton. And the lead is doubled now 2-0. Barely snuck out, maybe a few inches above the 330-foot sign out in left center field. But Leighton, who had been ice cold, begins the process of heating up yet again. Now 2-0 the score.
Center fielder number 9, Levi Usher.
An 0-2 pitch at 90 miles an hour. Might have been a changeup there from Lara. And now Levi Usher, who will take one up and away. Usher, 0-2 with two strikeouts against Lara, hitting 154. Went 1-3 with a walk yesterday, but some excellent and lengthy plate appearances. 1-0 for a strike, 1-1. Usher singled in the eighth and walked in the third and saw over six pitches per plate appearance yesterday. The 1-1 bounces up, taken for a ball. Lara gave up two home runs last week and now another one here. He's only given up four all season, but now three have come in his last six-plus innings. The 2-1, taken downstairs at 96. That one looked like it might have been in the zone. A slightly squat zone so far tonight from home plate umpire Dylan Hulsey, but it's 3-1, and the delivery is taken for a ball. And Usher will work a walk. Crowd getting a little antsy at that call, maybe that couple of calls. So Usher has had himself a nice series, works his way aboard here. One on and two away for Gene Ramirez, who smoked the double on the first pitch of the game to the right center field alley. Ramirez now up to 291, one of the best batting averages in the league. Runner goes, first pitch grounded to second. Fielded on a couple of hops by Exposito. His throw to first in time for the out. A solo shot from Layton doubles the lead. It is 2-0. We'll head to the bottom of the frame. Green Jackets with 7, 8, and 9. Acton, Diamond, Collins when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip. Socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-like guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Bottom of the second, Green Jackets now down 2-0 to the Fireflies. Augusta with 7, 8, and 9 due up this half inning. Corey Acton, Dawson Diamond, and Tyler Collins set to go against Shane Panzini, who had to really reach deep in that first inning. Augusta left the bases loaded in the first at-bats for a number of players in the lineup. James Grady, Cam McGee, Drew Compton, and Cade Kern all making their Augusta debuts this evening. The only position player not to appear for their debut today is the catcher, Jacob Godman, the Nevadan. Catcher not in the lineup just yet. The lefty Acton at the plate on a ridiculous hot run right now. He will take a ball at the top of the zone. Acton, on a 7-game hit streak, he's 14-29 in his last week of games, hitting .483, the 1-0 inside just by a bit, and it's 2-0. He's raised his batting average from .191 to .250, where he stands now. .250, two homers, 22 batted in. The 2-0 fouled off. Yesterday, Acton a three-hit game, now tied for the team high with three-hit games this year. Also had a four-hit game last Thursday. The 2-1, way upstairs for a ball. And when Acton gets on base, he can really run as well. Stole a bag yesterday, stole five, as he will take ball four here. A five-pitch walk to begin the inning. He stole five bases against this Columbia Fireflies team back in the last day of June, setting a Green Jackets record. It's the single game high for anyone in the league this year. He is aboard at first right now. That'll bring up the catcher, Dawson Diamond, 173 with a homer and 15 driven in. Acton immediately takes his lead, being held on by Brett Squires. First pitch to the righty, Diamond, breaking ball for a strike. Acton has been picked off in consecutive games, however, and the pickoff throw comes here. The tag, they don't get him this time. He wears the sliding glove on the left hand, chatting it over down the first baseline, getting signs from Frankie Diaz, the interim manager this week, with skipper Cody Gabella on a week off. Acton goes, the 0-1 is swung on and missed. The throw down, not even close. Acton already popped up from his slide on the base by the time the throw got in to Rodriguez. It is another stolen base for Acton. It is now 0-2 on Diamond, but Augusta with a man in scoring position yet again with one away, rather with no one out. Diamond a chance to maybe advance him to third here with any kind of productive out. 0-2, breaking ball, numbed off the end of the bat. Swinging bunt towards first, that'll do the trick. Acton takes third. Squires taps on the bag himself, but now Augusta with a man in scoring position, 90 feet away from home plate, and a couple outs to play with. His Diamond is retired for Tyler Collins. Infield in all the way around for Collins. Slap hitter hitting 208. He's driven in 34. First pitch is cut on and missed. For whatever reason, Collins, despite his recent success at the plate, has really struggled with Panzini. He's 0 for 6 against him this year with 3 strikeouts. Acton off of third, Augusta down 2-0 here in the bottom of inning number 2. The 0-1 is swung on and missed. Another high fastball that time at 94. Austin Charles, the third baseman, playing mighty close to that third base bag. The biggest hole is between the third baseman and shortstop. Panzini from the stretch. It's lined to the alley in right center field. Chasing it down is Usher. He will make the catch, but it's plenty deep enough to get the run home, as scoring from third is Acton, and Augusta gets on the board. 2-1 now the score. Collins picks up ribby number 35.
That's the first run of the game for the Green Jackets. You can find your next home with the help of Vander Morgan.
So a little small ball from Augusta, a walk, a stolen base, a ground out, and then a sacrifice fly. They get a run without a hit. And now that lineup card will flip over. Tavares to the plate here with two away and no one on in the second. First pitch is in for a strike. Tavi singled to lead off the game. First pitch he saw. 0-1. Breaking ball got him swinging. It's 0-2. Jace Grady, a single in his first AB with the Green Jackets, is on deck. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, checked his swing. Did he go? No, says the base umpire Shane Sullivan. Tavares has been a bit susceptible at times this year to that breaking ball that slices away from him. Going ready on righty. Putting together longer at-bats, more competitive at-bats. Had a stretch where he had an extra base hit in 6 of 8 games in the middle of July. The 1-2 is popped up out of play down the right field line. Still hovering around that 200 mark at 197. It was all the way up to 208, which was a high watermark for him. He does play almost every game as well. Take one inside here. It's 1-2. Rather, 2-2. 7 homers, 25 driven in. He had leadoff home runs in back-to-back days last Tuesday and Wednesday. So 2-2. Driven up the middle, second baseman short hops it. Rodriguez will gather and throw to first for the out. However, Augusta does get a run back. Now 2-1 with Tyler Collins bringing home one on the sacrifice fly. Top of the third. Lara to the mound to the top of the order when we come back here in North Augusta.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jackets cut the deficit in half, a 2-1 ball game as we hit the top of the third. John Carlos Lara back out to the mound. He'll have the heart of the order here for the Fireflies. It is Hernandez, Charles, and Squires, 2, 3, and 4, set to bat in this half inning. A big thanks to those of you tuning in for the first time, whether you're family, friends, of some of the new faces in the lineup, Cam McGee, Drew Compton, Jace Grady, Cade Kern, or just tuning in for the first time by coincidence, I suppose. Thanks for following along. Nathan Strauss here, the voice of the Green Jackets, high above home plate here, broadcasting just outside the broadcast booth this evening. First pitch to Hernandez is a fastball taken up and away for a ball. They appeal up the line. He held up. Hernandez flew out to right his first time up. Very experienced catcher. He's caught over 200 games. And he'll fly this one foul. It'll be a 1-1 count. 200 games in the Carolina League. In fact, he has almost 100 more at-bats against the Green Jackets in the last 3 years than anyone else. The count 1-1 here. And it is in for a strike on the inside corner. Be sure to follow the Green Jackets on social media, at Green Jackets Baseball. You can find us on Twitter or X, whatever we call it these days. The 1-2. Fastball taken up and away. That's a risky take, a pitch that might have clipped some of the black. It'll even up at 2-2. At Green Jackets on Twitter. It's also where we post our lineups. Any news clips, etc. The 2-2. Flown down the right field line over in foul ground. Compton gives it a chase towards the stands. It'll land about 8 rows deep. Unplayable. Also at Augusta Green Jackets on Facebook and on Instagram. At Augusta Green Jackets. 2-2 here to the first batter in the top of the third. Hernandez looking out at Lara, righty on righty. And the 2-2. Line to right again. Again, slicing foul. We've got a tremendous official scoring team here at SRP Park, led by the wily veteran Ted Miller, who just tossed me a thumbs up from the booth. 2-2, bouncer in the dirt, 3-2. No wind to speak of right now with the flags in right center field, but a Tax Slayer Terrace hanging straight down. A full count on the leadoff man, Hernandez. And the pitch, taken high, ball 4. So the leadoff man aboard for the second time in 3 frames. And that will bring up Austin Charles. Now sacrifice fly that drove in the Austin first run Charles of the game.
That means that Charles strikes out. 16 outs, draft middle light is $3 for the rest of the inning.
Charles, 6 feet 6 inches tall, cuts a figure similar to Eli De La Cruz, has played at the corner, at third base, can also play shortstop as well. First pitch to him is grounded to short, could be 2. Tavares flips to Exposito for 1, to first, double play, they get him by a step. A 6-4-3 twin killing, and that will take care of the leadoff walk, now 2 away.
First baseman, number 7, Brett Squires.
So no one aboard and two outs now for Brett Squires, who walked in the first. Tonight, the debut of Cam McGee, Drew Compton, Jace Grady, and Cade Kern. Other new additions to the roster today include first-rounder Hurston Waldrop, Corey Wall out of William & Mary, and Lucas Braun. Squires takes a ball here. Braun will get the start on Sunday, with Waldrop starting on Saturday and Wall coming out of the pen at some point this weekend. The 1-0 taken for a strike. Squires, another undrafted player who has had great success this year at this level. His first full season since signing last summer. It's got a 1-1 count. Pitch taken outside. Lara through 2 2/3 so far, up to 46 pitches, just 23 strikes. So he has been outside the zone more often than he'd like. The 2-1. Flown foul out of play down the left field line over on top of the sweets. Eight new players on the roster today. Andrew Kak and Bryson Worrell up to Rome along with Ronaldo Alessandro before yesterday's game. Rome playing in Greenville this week. The 2-2 again fouled off down the left field line, slicing towards the garage. Good thing I parked on the other side of the stadium garage down the left field line. I do that for a reason. It would be pretty hard for a foul ball to sneak in, but better safe than sorry, because there's a 0% chance one could get to the other opening. 2-2 taken somewhere outside the zone for a ball. The count will go full. Looked like maybe a little bit inside. The crowd and the dugout thought that was a called strike three. The right side of the infield had begun to trot over towards the dugout. 3-2. That one is in the zone, called strike three. And Lara will make amends for the walk with a double play and a strikeout looking through 2.5. Augusta down 2-1 with Grady, McGee, and Compton batting back-to-back-to-back to begin the next frame. Back in a moment here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Duct tape, dogs, the sun coming up. All pretty dependable, just like WOW Internet. Not only do we have a fiber-rich network, no contracts, and easy self-install kits, but also with 99.9% reliability, the connection is as dependable as it gets. That's good internet. Get internet 1 gig for just $59.99 per month at WOWWay.com. Plus get a free modem for a year and $200 on us. Network reliability based on average HFC availability 2022. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here in the bottom of the third, Jace Grady at the plate. He'll ground the first pitch he sees just foul down the right field line. Green Jackets down 2-1. They'll have 2, 3, and 4 due up here this half inning. Grady singled and was stranded on third when Augusta left the bases loaded in the first. Switch hitter batting left with righty Panzini on the bump. The second pitch, in for a very high strike. And they'll go to 0-2. Grady, a Texas kid who stayed close to home, 0-2, is outside and high. Decent frame job by Hernandez, who's a very good defensive catcher as far as how he works with his pitchers. 1-2 on Grady. with McGee and Compton set to follow. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, sliced foul, hard contact. It'll get out of play. Grady, a college baseball All-American in 2021. Got a 1-2 count here. Big hole on the left side of the infield. The pitch is taken high, and the count will even up. Good take. A little bit of rain starting to fall from behind home plate and sort of pushing out over the field of play. Just a slight drizzle. Some fans heading towards the concourse. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, and down he goes on strikes. So he'll fall to 1-for-2. Cam McGee next up. He grounded into a fielder's choice in the first. McGee began his college career in Tempe for ASU, where his younger sister goes and also where his older brother, one of his older brothers, went and transferred to Washington State. He'll take the first pitch for a strike at the very bottom of the zone. And it's 0-1. We're in the number 9. Nicknamed Mags already by some of the coaches. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Had him out of whack there, and he lost the elbow guard in the process. Think he tried to hold up there, but could not. Raised in the Anaheim area. Family of athletes, a big family as well. 0-2. Fouled off. Over towards the light stand, out of play. McGee stole 4 bases last week in the complex. The FCL Braves went 5-0 last week with these players who are in the lineup tonight contributing. The 0-2, swing and a miss, got him with a fastball at 93. So back-to-back strikeouts here for Panzini to begin the third. So now Drew Compton walked back in the first. Switch hitter batting left, big frame. Walked on 5 pitches in his first plate appearance. The first pitch here is grounded up the middle and through to center field for a base hit. So Compton continuing to do what he did through all his time at Georgia Tech, and that is get on base. He is aboard with his first affiliated hit, a 2-out single, and that'll bring up Cade Kern with 1 on, 2 away. So Cade Kern, who struck out swinging, now up to the box. The righty will have a man on first and 2 away with Panzini, having struck out the first 2 men this inning. Green Jackets down 2-1. First pitch is a strike. Kern in 6 games in the complex. Went 3-for-15, hit 200, but a double, a triple, and he drove in 5 and also stole 4 bags. 0-1. Breaking ball got him, and it's now 0-2. They try a snap there to first, but Compton didn't go wandering. Exposito on deck. Kern at the plate and an 0-2 count. The pitch is downstairs. Good take there by Kern. Both of Kern's parents also have names to begin with K. It is Cade with a K. So they stick to their Ks. They're in Ohio. The 1-2. Flown down the right field line in foul ground. Squires chasing it down towards the stands, and it will land just over the railing. He couldn't get there, although he tried and went Jeter-like head first over the railing. And Kern will stay alive. Kern, a 3-year center field starter for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Out there in the beautiful city of Columbus. A 1-2 count here. Man on first. The pitch taken high. Kern put up some excellent numbers, was rapid on the base paths, and also got on base a ton, of 402 OBP. And the 2-2 popped up again, foul down the first baseline. Squires again over towards the seats, and again, he will have no play. It lands over towards the railing and gets out of play. Everyone will reset, including Compton on first. Green Jackets down 2-1. They've had their chances this series. They left 10 men on base yesterday and went 1-for-11 with men in scoring position, including in extra innings. The 2-2 taken in the dirt. Great plate appearance here by Kern, who has worked the count full. Panzini threw 28 pitches in that first inning and has thrown about 28 in the next two frames combined. Still a slight mist falling, but nothing too serious. Runner will be in motion with the full count and two away. The payoff to Kern. Driven towards right field again, down the foul line. Chasing it down is Layton towards the bullpen, and it drops in untouched right off the innermost mound in that bullpen for the Fireflies. So yet again, everyone will have to go back and reset. Poor Drew Compton, because he was off on the pitch with a 3-2 count and had gotten all the way from first to third. And everyone will get a little extra time to catch their breath. A Georgia Tech man on first base being held on by an Oklahoma man and an OSU man in the box. The 3-2 tipped into the mitt. It is strike three, and Panzini will end up striking out the side as Kern chased one up and out of the zone. Side, you're tired. We are through three innings. It is a 2-1 ball game. Columbia on top as we head to the fourth here in North Augusta.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Top of the fourth, Green Jackets down 2-1 here at SRB Park. Thanks for tuning in to the Green Jackets Radio Network and Valley Live or MILB TV, however you choose to tune in. Nathan Strauss here, broadcasting from outdoors as we have been for the last month or so. Enjoying the beautiful view of the field here at SRP Park. We're about 10 feet to the right of home plate and about 30 feet above it. Looking out over a partly cloudy sky right now. Still a slight bit of mist down over the field. Lara onto the mound. They'll have 5, 6, and 7. Vasquez, Werner, and Rodriguez. The righty Vasquez in. And the first pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. Lara, two strikeouts, a couple of walks, and a home run given up so far. It's 2-1. The 0-1. A beautiful placed pitch there at 86, another off speed, and it's 0-2. Two straight sliders. We'll see what he goes with here. He's got a couple of pitches to play with. Maybe tries to waste one down and away. The 0-2. Fastball taken high instead at 95. So 0-for-1 today am I when it comes to predicting pitches. That's why I'm up here and not behind the plate. 1-2 the count. The pitch is downstairs. Dawson Diamond handling catching duties today. Nick Clarno caught yesterday. Drew Compton at first. Cam McGee at third. The debutants in the infield. The 2-1, rather 2-2, grounded over to short. Cut off by the third baseman McGee. His throw is wide and into the stands. And that will put the runner on third base. I believe. Oh, they will keep him at second. As it was the first throw, rather. So it will be an error on Cam McGee. Fired it into the stands rather than the dugout. And the leadoff man is aboard. The question is whether they give him an infield single as well, and it does not appear like they will. So a man on second, no one out for Trevor Werner, who flew out to right field in his first at-bat, making his debut today, just added to the roster yesterday morning. Vasquez, good speed on second. The righty Werner will take strike one, fired in at 94. Just the error on Vasquez. It'll be a two-base error on McGee. So an E5 puts the man at second. Infield playing up the middle here. The 0-1. Popped up, foul, and out of play. The Fireflies came into this series and still remain far and away the worst hitting team in the league, and it's not particularly close. They count 0-2. And the pitch is lined to right and hard. If it's fair, it's gone. It is just foul. Oh, he narrowly missed his first hit being his first home run. That one went 330 feet, but about 10 feet to the wrong side of the pole. Just as we're talking about team hitting being a weakness, Columbia's OPS of 628, 40 points lower than the next closest team in the league. Runner dancing off of second, 0-2, number off the plate, and foul. Lara has picked off a fair number of batters this year. He's a harder man to steal on than any other starter from Augusta's opening day rotation. However, he does oftentimes balk runners over as well. Columbia as a team hitting 209. 10 points lower than the next closest team. 0-2. Breaking ball taken for a ball. Werner out of Klein High School in the Houston area, one of a number of prodigious athletic high schools in the Texas state. The pitch here, check swing, up the middle, he held up. It'll go to 2-2. Was a preseason All-SEC second team honoree for the Aggies this last year. The 2-2 inside. It brushed him back at the waist. 199th pick in this last year's draft. Seventh round. College Station, a beautiful town in Texas, if you ever get the chance to go there. Fully recommend, especially for a college football Saturday. 3-2, grounded to short. Tavares backhands it. It gets underneath his glove and goes into left. They will put the brakes on at third. We'll see how they score that one. It was hit hard, but Tavares looked like he was in position to make that play. And men are not the corners now with no outs. And a chance for the Fireflies to put another run or more on the board. Still waiting on the official scoring here. Men at first and third, no one out as Vasquez took third. Tavares was right in front of that ball, and it just got underneath his glove. Is a single rather than an error. So Werner picks up his first hit in affiliated baseball. Congratulations to him. And at the plate is Lisandro Rodriguez, who will take one up and away for a ball. Rodriguez grounded out to short his first time up. Infield, a double play depth here with Tavares a few feet to the left of the second base bag. A slight shift on the right side. Runner goes for second. The pitch taken high. Diamond's throw down is in time. He got him. Werner erased on the caught stealing, and here comes Tony Pena Jr. to argue. The throw tailed away towards the right side of the second base bag, and there is out number one, a big out number one as well. Pena Jr., no fear for him when it comes to arguing. He was actually ejected here back in April, and Werner pleading his case with Shane Sullivan, but it's not going to get anywhere. So it'll be a caught stealing for Werner. A single and then out 2-6, caught stealing. Vasquez remains at third, and now the infield will come in. The pitch didn't miss. It's 2-0 on Rodriguez. And now he'll take a strike 2-1. He's driven in 27 this year, 5 homers, hitting 219. 0-5 against Lara, but a chance to maybe drive in a run with an out here as well. The 2-1, fouled off the mask of Diamond to the backstop. Columbia just a game above Augusta in the standings here in the second half. They entered the series tied. Columbia with that one game lead. 2-2. Line foul out of play. Looking around baseball, the Braves picked up a resounding win over the Angels today to finish up that series. Some daytime baseball at Truist Park. Not a particularly close game after they dropped the opener in that series 4-1. They won 12-5 today. 2-2 pitch. Line driver right field. Kern coming in, and he will make the catch. Going back to tag is the runner. The throw to the plate is in time. They got him. Cade Kern with a howitzer from right takes care of business as Vasquez out by 5 feet at the plate. A beautiful 9-2 put out for the double play, and the side is retired. How about that for your first assist in affiliated baseball? Cade Kern guns him down. Bottom of the fourth when we come back. Augusta down 2-1.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here in the bottom of the fourth, a beautiful throw from Cade Kern beat Daniel Vasquez to home plate by a sizable amount. And that is how the top of the fourth concluded with a 9-2 double play. The throw was a bit up the line, and Diamond scrambled back towards the plate to tag him out. It was really a base-running error from Vasquez as well. He started towards home plate as if that ball was going to drop in and had to go back and tag up. Exposito will drill this one to left. Going back is Grady to the track, and he will make the catch up against the wall for a long out number one. That ball 342 feet in a part of the park that's 344 feet to the line. So a quick out number one, a long out number one for Exposito, who has been stuck on 6 homers since the end of June. Acting to the plate, and he'll foul off the first pitch. He walked and scored back in inning number 2. Acting on a heater. He'll take one inside. It's 1-1. Up to 250, 2 homers, 22 driven in. He's also played in a variety of positions. It's his first time DHing today, but he's played at first base, second base, third base, and left field. 1-1, tipped into the mitt. Panzini has settled down well since that first inning when Augusta loaded up the bases. But the Green Jackets still with just the one run here in the bottom of the fourth. 1-2, fouled off. Acton, eighth rounder out of UGA last year. Added to the Augusta roster in late May. 1-2, taken at the knees, called strike three. Strikeout number five for Panzini, who struck out the side in the third. So now two away for Dawson Diamond, who grounded out to first in his first AB. It was a productive out, however, because it pushed Acton to third, and he ended up scoring on Collins' sacrifice fly, one at bat later. First pitch to Diamond, breaking ball for a strike. Panzini has been something of a boom or bust type pitcher. In the first game of the season, he went five innings, gave up just one hit. As he fires one by Diamond here, it's 0-2. But then he also has the occasional outing, like what he had against Augusta, where he goes three innings, gives up four runs on three hits while walking a couple, or like last week where he goes five innings but gives up seven hits, walks three and hits one, and five runs allowed in that outing too. But tonight looking more like one of the better outings for Panzini. And the 0-2, swing and a miss. And five strikeouts now in the last seven batters for Panzini. Side retired in order. We'll go to the fifth. Green Jackets trailing 2-1 here in North Augusta. Back here for the top of the fifth. Green Jackets go in order in the bottom of the frame and trail 2-1. John Carlos Lara back out on the mound, although Landon Harper is up and throwing in the bullpen. Eight, 9-1. Leighton Usher and Ramirez do up this half inning. Landon Harper was teammates with Hurston Waldrip, one of the new additions to this lineup. They spent 2 years together at the University of Southern Miss before Harper was drafted and Waldrip transferred to the University of Florida. First man, Leighton, to the plate, and the first pitch in for a strike. Leighton homered his last time up, breaking a 3-for-33. Got his third homer of the season. 0-1 in the dirt. The pitching has kept Augusta in games, certainly in the first two games of this series. The 1-1, check swing foul and out of play. And Lara now up to 74 pitches. But Augusta, offensively, the bats have gone a little bit cold after that 15-8 win last Thursday. They lost on Friday through a no-hitter on Sunday. You don't need more than one run for that, but they won 2-0. 1-2, check swing, foul. It hits the batter in fair territory. And they are going to give that as a foul ball. And fortunately for Leighton, it did so. It bounced off the plate and then hit the batter as he was running towards first. And obviously if that hits the dirt and then hits the batter, he is out. But he'll stay alive. It'll go to 1-2 again. Leighton, such a small, compact batting stance from the right side. The 1-2 is taken outside for a ball. Yesterday, the teams needed extra innings. The first game that went past the 10th this year for the Green Jackets. 2-2, fouled off. A Augusta fell 3-2 in 11 innings. They each team got one run in the 10th, and then the visitors got two in the 11th. Augusta had men on second and third and could not tie it up. 2-2, tipped into the mitt, strike three. Diamond is able to keep a good glove on it. And there is the third strikeout of the day for John Carlos. Lara, one away in the fifth.
Center fielder number 9, Levi Usher.
It's another nine-man, Levi Usher, the Iowa native, Louisville product at the plate. Walked his last time up, has reached three times this series, one for three yesterday with a walk. Going lefty on righty, first pitch, taken down low for a ball. Line foul and out of play. Lara has been good today, although it's been different than what we've come to expect from him. Normally, you think about him as having a lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts, and not a whole lot of contact, but he has walked three and struck out three, but given up three hits, and it's been somewhat choppy. 1-1 downstairs. The lack of strike throwing, though, remains an issue. His best outings this season have come when he has been able to locate and been in the zone consistently. Usher ahead in the count, 2-1. The pitch taken high and outside. Usher can run too. Very speedy, a very good defensive player. He made a nice play to track down Tyler Collins' fly ball that became Augusta's lone run. On the sacrifice fly, could have dropped in were it not for his speed. 3-1, fouled off the top of the netting. It's going to head towards the seats. Oh, and a fan in crutches nearly made the play, but it bounced away from her at the last moment. That's a little cruel from the baseball gods, but the count will go full. So 3-2 to Usher. Ramirez on deck. The payoff taken down and away. A two-walk game for Usher. Nice plate appearance yet again. And he is aboard at first with one out. And that will do it for John Carlos Lara. Landon Harper, I believe, possibly Nolan Martinez out there. We'll get the official read on the number after this, as we will have the pitching change here. In the top of the fifth, one on, one out. We'll keep it here and be back with the news of the change when we come back from North Augusta.
Join us every Saturday for a White Fall pregame concert. Live music every Saturday from 4:30 to 5:30. Every Saturday home game. $6 White Fall to the first pitch.
Back here in the top of the fifth, man on first, one away. Top of the order at the plate, Gene Ramirez with Nolan Martinez, the new man on the mound, and a strike from Martinez to begin his outing. Lara done after four and a third, responsible for Usher with good speed. He's a big lead right now off of first. Pickoff throw comes over, and the tag is not in time. They nearly got him. With Usher just back in ahead of the tag. Martinez out of Culver City, California, pitching to a man from Lancaster, California, behind the dish, Dawson Diamond. 0-1, misses low. Big secondary lead from Usher off the bag and being held on by Drew Compton. Compton at first played first base his first couple of years in college and then third base and DH as well. 1-1, driven up the middle and in for a base hit. Collins cuts it off. It'll keep Usher at second, but a walk in now a single has two men aboard and one away.
Catcher, number 12, Omar Hernandez.
Omar Hernandez next up. Hernandez, a flyout and a walk so far. Green Jackets trailing in this one 2-1, top of the fifth. Ready on ready matchup, first pitch. Line towards short, Tavares catches it. Oh, he dropped it. And, oh, they're going to call the batter out. Tavares tried to be real sneaky there and double up or maybe even triple up. Well, one away. He tried to double up the Fireflies. If he drops that line drive with the runners going back to their bases, all he has to do is pick up the ball, tag the runner, and tap on second base. But a correct interpretation of the infield fly rule there, even on a line drive. And that is the spirit rather than the letter of the law. First pitch here to Austin Charles, taken down and away for a ball. You have to appreciate the baseball IQ there of Tavares, though, to even think about trying that. Just a soft liner right at his hands, and assuming it was intentional, that is. 1-0. Fastball just outside. Ramirez on first, Usher on second with two away. Charles has been the danger man against Augusta this year. Up to 19 runs batted in the season, almost half of those against the Green Jackets. They'll take a ball here, it's 3-0. Green Jackets need a bit more from their bats, and they will have 9-1-2 due up in the bottom of the fifth. 3-0 pitch here to Charles in for a strike at the knees. Charles shakes his head no. And now a chance for him to really be picky at the plate. He can swing at anything he likes, and his swing is just so smooth. The 3-1. Breaking ball for a strike again at the knees, and the count will go full. So the men will be in motion here. Martinez trying to strand a pair. Usher walked. He's on second. Ramirez singled. He is on first. Two away and a full count in the top of the fifth. Austin Charles, the pitch. Take in ball four. Good plate appearance in the end as he's able to lay off the breaking ball. And the bases will fill up now for the cleanup man, Brett Squires. Charles reaches for the first time today. He's at first. Ramirez takes second, and Usher heads to third. And now the lefty, Brett Squires, will have a chance with two away. Infield back and pulled over. First pitch to him in strongly at 92 for a strike. Martinez on the mound, a third rounder of the Yankees back out of high school in the late 2010s, back at a Culver City High. 0-1, taken just downstairs. Squires, on the other hand, out of Fort Worth, Texas, played his college ball at Oklahoma. Has driven in 34, looking for more here. With the bases loaded this year, he is hitless, as he was yesterday when he struck out to end the inning. 1-1, grounded up the middle, ranging over is Exposito. He dives and can't get there. One run will come in to score. They will wave the second run in as well and put the brakes on for Charles at third. So if at first you don't succeed, try again. And on the fifth at-bat with the bases loaded for Squires this year, he punches in a pair of runs, and the lead now up to three. It's 4-1.
Shortstop, number 2, Daniel Vasquez.
A 2-RBI single for Squires. Charles takes third. Ramirez and Usher both score. Lara on the hook for one of those runs. And now Daniel Vasquez with the men on the corners. He's 0-2. The pitch taken for a strike. The final line on Lara. 4 1/3 innings of work. 3 hits, 3 runs all earned. He walks 4 and fans 3. Runner goes for second. The pitch way up high. Diamond's throw. They've got him in a rundown. The throw back to the plate. The tag, and he dropped the ball, and he's safe. And the runner will take second as well. A little trickery from Tony Pena Jr. as they try the double steal. And Tavares throws it back to the plate. It was too hot to handle, and Charles was able to beat the tag. And Diamond had the ball come out of his glove anyways. Another run will score. Now 5-1. And Squires advances to second at the same time. It'll be a stolen base of home for Austin Charles, a stolen base of second for Squires. 1-1, checked his swing. Did he hold up? No, he did not. It is 1-2. Green Jackets now down by 4. The 1-2, tipped into the mitt. And that is strike 3. Side retired. But 3 men score in the inning on a walk, a couple singles, and some small ball. Side retired. We'll go to the bottom of the 5th. Green Jackets now down 5-1.
Those are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Now batting center fielder number 49, Tyler Collins.
Tyler Collins leads us off here in the bottom of the 5th. Augusta now down by 4. First pitch to TC, taken down low for a ball. There is an arm up and warming in the bullpen for the visiting Fireflies. The 1-0, Collins squares to bunt, pulls it back, takes a ball. Green Jackets, a run on 3 hits. They also committed an error. 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Fireflies. 2-0 to TC, lined out of play. Foul. Collins, 0-for-0 today. Drove in a run on a sacrifice fly. Back in the 2nd. The lefty in the box. 2-1. Driven up the middle. Usher starts in. Now backtracks and will make the catch. Basket style. With his back towards home plate for the out. He jumped in and was able to recover. So now Ambiori's Tavares, 1-for-2. A single and a ground out today. With Scott up and loosening in the bullpen. First pitch to Tavi in the dirt. Panzini now up to 78 pitches. Lara's evening was done at 82. 1-0. Downstairs for a ball. The Royals were much more aggressive in the early stages of the season in letting their starters go long distances. Most teams cap their starters at two or three innings the first couple of times through the rotation. Two misses up and in here. But they said no. Well, you'll pitch 80 pitches. You'll pitch five innings, whatever you can do in one outing. 4/6 of the initial starting rotation for the Fireflies has since been promoted to Quad Cities. 3-0 here to Tavares. Misses way outside ball four. Four-pitch walk here will put Tavi aboard for the second time today. Frank Mazzucato, Ben Cadorna, both already up in Quad Cities, as is David Sandlin. As John Habian will come out to the mound here and chat things over, perhaps, as Jace Grady comes to the plate. 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. One of four players in this Augusta lineup who are playing in their first affiliated game today. Grady, in left field, has not seen anywhere near the amount of action that Cade Kern has seen in right. For whatever reason, Kern has already seen three fly balls in his direction, and one has yet to come to left that he did get a single that trickled through Tavares, but it's been a little bit right field heavy today. Neither here nor there. You'll get plenty of chances. Gotta respect Jace Grady as well for going with Run DMC as a walkout song, or as the artist for his walkout song. It's something that would make your parents proud. That's old school in a good way. Old school cool. First pitch to Grady. Bounces up. Taken for a ball. Tavares on first can run, but he also is liable to get caught stealing. He is third in the league in times caught on the base path and has also been picked off five times this year. He is being held on by Squires at first. 1-0, taken high for a ball. Cam McGee on deck. Panzini's evening drawing to a close. 2-0 pitch. Way upstairs for a ball, 3-0. It's the sidearm of Wesley Scott, who I believe is loosening in the bullpen. Taken at the very bottom of the zone for a strike. So 3-1. Tavares at first, hitters count here to Grady. The pitch is driven to left field, high. Ramirez back towards the track, now comes in and has the room to make the catch. A little too much lift on it that time for Grady, and there is out number two. And we'll see if Panzini can get through inning number five here. Tony Pena Jr. standing on the top step of the dugout. And they will let McGee step into the box here. So two away man on first. Green Jackets down 5-1. McGee fouls off the first pitch. It's going to ricochet back onto the field of play and misses the umpire by about 3 feet. Oh and one. The pitch fouled off again. That one in on the hands. It's actually Chase Wallace, the former Tennessee Volunteer, who is up and loosening. Another guy with tremendous numbers out of the bullpen, as so many players on this Fireflies team and in this Royals system have had in low A this year. McGee down in the count, 0-2. The pitch taken downstairs for a ball. Hernandez, the catcher, tried to bring that one back up into the zone. So a 1-2 count on the lefty, McGee. Chokes up a bit on the bat. Runner goes. The pitch is swung on and missed. Down on strikes he goes. Side retired. Panzini walks one, puts himself in line for the win. as he gets through five and just short of 90 pitches. Top of the sixth when we come back. Green Jackets trailing 5-1. We'll keep it here for the sounds of the ballpark going into the sixth.
The clean inning is brought to you by Jay, the king of clean. Let's hear it for our Dickinson pitching brand.
We are just back here in the top of the sixth. A ground out for Werner to begin the frame. One of the pitfalls of broadcasting from outside is sometimes the wind will blow all of your papers off the desk, and that's why I was scrambling to pick them up before the half inning resumed. Rodriguez will take a ball. Green Jackets down 5-1. They were held to just three hits by Shane Panzini. Wind picking up, blowing in. 1-0 in for a strike. It's a 5-3 ground out for Werner to begin the frame. Still a little bit of rain dropping every now and then. Diamond blocks this pitch in the dirt. It's 2-1. Rodriguez is 0-2. Grounded out in the second and then flew into that 9-2 double play when Cade Kern threw out Daniel Vasquez at the plate to retire the side in inning number 4. 2-1. Beautiful breaking ball for a strike. Nolan Martinez remains on the mound. Tomorrow night, Owen Murphy on the mound. He started off this year going on Fridays, has since shifted up to Thursdays. The 2022 first round pick of the Braves. And then on Saturday, it'll be the 2023 first round pick of the Braves. Hurston Waldrep, Georgia kid as well. 2-2 pitch, caught on and missed. Down on strikes he goes, and there is out number 2. Sam Strickland will start on Friday for Augusta as well. So two away, Royer Layton next up. Layton a homer and a strikeout today. No one aboard, two away in the top of the sixth. And the first pitch shot towards the alley in left center field, and it'll drop in for another base hit. Grady over to pick it up. A two-hit day for Layton, who only had three hits in his previous 10 games. Two-out single.
Levi Usher.
And now Levi Usher, who is seeing some good pitches right now. Two walks today, 1-for-3 with three walks now this series. First pitch, the lefty in for a strike. Martinez now facing his ninth batter. Assuming Panzini's night is done, he struck out seven, went five innings. It was a great outing there. He did walk three, but got out of trouble. 0-1. Taken up and away, 1-1. Elsewhere around the league, Kannapolis leads Charleston 4-3. Kannapolis got a home run from Chris Lanzilli tonight, and they have now taken over the league lead in homers with 77. Augusta has 76, but they've gone homerless today and yesterday. 1-1 pitch, shot up the middle, and nearly takes Martinez's cap off as Layton is going to try for third. The throw skips over towards the bag in plenty of time, and they got him. Kern, his second outfield assist in three innings. That is quite the defensive debut. And the side is retired as Layton tries to get from first to third. It'll be a single for Usher, 9-5. Layton out at third. And the side is retired. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, back here in the bottom of the sixth, Cade Kern with two outfield assists from right field in his first six innings with the Green Jackets. The big righty on Chase Wallace in relief of Panzini. Wallace out of Sevierville, Tennessee. One of the older arms on this roster, 24 years of age. Pitch for the Vols. And it'll be Drew Compton to lead it off. 4, 5, and 6. Compton, Kern, and Exposito. Compton, a walk and a single so far. Batting 1,000. The lefty in, and he'll take one to the backstop for a ball that nearly got him in the knees. A switch hitter batting left. Wallace making his 18th appearance, 3-1, a 2.19 ERA, a whip of 1.01. Again, everyone in this bullpen has lights out stuff, it seems. 1-0. Driven down the line in left field, slicing towards the corner. It is a fair ball. It lands on the chalk, and Compton will cruise in with a ground rule double. It bounces up and gets stuck in between the padding. So Compton's having himself an excellent debut at the plate. A walk, a single, and now a two-bagger. He reaches for the third time, and Augusta with the leadoff man in scoring position. The wind is blowing right in from right field, so that ball that was slicing towards the left field corner actually got pushed even further. So a man on second, no one out. Green Jackets down 5-1. Cade Kern at the plate. Takes the breaking ball outside. Compton, even if it hadn't gone out of play, would likely have held up at second anyways. No point in making the first out at third. That's a baseball cardinal sin. 1-0. Kern will take one for a strike. Wallace, a funky delivery. He almost brings his arm sidearm, and it's a difficult release point to track. Kern 0-2, a pair of Ks. The 1-1. Down and away. Good eye. Manager Frankie Diaz down the third base line, giving signs to Compton. Not being held on here by Rodriguez, the second baseman, but again, not a running spot. 2-1. Caught on and missed. It'll even up at 2-2. Kern, wearing number 36, which previously this season belonged to Jorge Bautista, up in High A Rome now. Part of the rotation for the Rome Braves. The 2-2. Number off the plate. Trickles down the third baseline and now will bounce foul. That nearly became a swinging bunt single, but it took a hit off the grass and then skipped over the wrong side of the chalk. Kern, the former OSU Buckeye, or the Ohio State University Buckeye, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, out of Archbold, Ohio. Hope his parents, Keith and Kim, are in attendance. If not, that they're watching on from home. Two outfield assists for him today from right field and a 2-2 count here as the pitcher will step off the mound and reset. Breaking ball, nubbed towards the left side. Charging is Vasquez. His throw is not going to be in time. Kern beats out an infield single, his first affiliated base hit, and Augusta with men at first and second and nobody out. That is a hustle single, and you'll get plenty of those when you put wood on the ball. Put the ball in play, good things happen. Kern, an example of that. Compton stayed put at second. And now EJ Exposito. On deck, Corey Acton. The righty Exposito looking out at the 6'4 righty Chase Wallace. Two men aboard and no one out. Green Jackets down by four. And the first pitch to Exposito misses up and away. The wind really picking up now. You can hear it through our microphone. And it is swirling, blowing in from the river out beyond the right field fence. SRP Park, built on the banks of the Savannah. And the 1-0 taken downstairs for a ball 2-0. Many people, when they hear Augusta, they think Georgia, and the Augusta Green Jackets are actually in North Augusta, South Carolina. The Georgia border and the city of Augusta is about 300 feet over the batter's eye in center field. 2-0 popped up, first base side foul, and it'll get the seats. Actually, it'll get the roof. If you were to hit a ball 500 feet from home plate, dead center, polo ground style, you would have that ball land in Georgia. But right now in South Carolina, the 2-1 with men on first and second. And here is the pitch. Checked his swing, could not hold up. And swings and misses. It's 2-2. Expo, two flyouts today. Would love something in play to get those runners over to second and third. The pitch, swing and a miss, tied him up on a high off-speed pitch at 85, and down on strikes he goes, one away. And that will bring up the lefty Corey Acton, who has been Augusta's best hitter in the last week or so. Acton walked, stole second, and then scored back in the second, but that was the last time Augusta touched home plate. Augusta 1-for-6 with men in scoring position today. They were just 1-for-11 yesterday. And Acton will take one inside and low here for a ball. A dual SEC matchup here. Acton attended the University of Florida and then spent the final year of his collegiate career at UGA with a former Tennessee Volunteer on the mound. 1-0 to the lefty Acton and the pitch downstairs. Dawson Diamond on deck, Tyler Collins in the hole. For Wallace on the mound, this is his third season with Columbia, and Acton shoots this one down the left side. It's backhanded by the shortstop, Vasquez, long throw to first, not in time. So another infield hit for Augusta will load up the bases as Acton beats it out. It was an impressive play by Vasquez to even get to the ball. Compton heads to third, Kern to second. And now for the second time today, Augusta with the bases loaded and one out. Acton now 15 for his last 31 with four walks. So bases loaded for Dawson Diamond. He grounded out to first and struck out so far today. He's driven in 15 this year. The first pitch is downstairs for a ball. Green Jackets down by 4. They have scored just 3 runs so far this series, and we are into the 17th inning of play with yesterday's game going 11. 1-0. Diamond will take a soft pitch for a strike. Corners are in. The third baseman, Charles, very close to the bag. Diamond has had a couple of base knocks down that left field line this season with men in scoring position. 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Time called here by Diamond. He likes to use that timeout with 2 strikes. He does it all the time. Diamond adopted puppies with his girlfriend earlier this season. Some beautiful little mini dachshunds. 1-2, up high, 2-2. They've grown a lot. He's asked him about that today, and they were, you know, maybe the size of like a can of vegetables, like one of those cans that you get at the supermarket. They've grown a lot since then. 2-2 here. Diamond trying to plate a couple of puppies. The pitch grounded towards third. Charged by Charles. It goes through his legs. Everyone's going to be safe. And Augusta will score as it goes Bill Buckner style right through the chute. Everyone moves up 90 feet. And the Green Jackets now within 3, 5-2. Awaiting the scoring yet again, but Diamond to first, scoring a run. And now Tyler Collins, the best bases loaded hitter in the league, is at the plate with 1 out. First pitch to TC, taken on the outside corner for a strike. Collins disagrees with that call, and it looked like it was indeed in the zone. But TC, with the bases loaded this year, hits 700. He's 7 for 10. He has driven in 14. 0-1. Foul ball off his back leg. They've given it as an error on Charles, so an E5 has Diamond aboard. Compton scores. Kern to third, Acton to second, Diamond on first. 0-2 here on Collins. The pitch driven towards right field. Layton in on it. He will make the catch. They will send the runners. The throw comes to the plate. Sliding in safely from third is Kern. And Augusta has made it a 2-run game on the sacrifice fly for Collins, his second RBI of the day. And Acton takes third in the process. So the Green Jackets have brought it back to a 2-run game at 5-3. And they've got the tying run on first. For Ambioris Tavares, 1-for-2, a single and a walk today. Collins will pick up his second RBI and just 1 official at bat. 2 sac flies today, up to 36 driven in. First pitch to Tavares is taken for a strike. Tavares was the lone man to reach back in the 5th inning, so batting here for the 4th time, officially 1-for-2. Man at the corners and 2 away. The pitch, again taken for a strike. Wallace gave up just 2 earned runs in the month of July. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. And he'll open up August by giving up just 1 earned run in the 6th. But Augusta will plate 2. And it's now a 5-3 ball game as we head to the 7th. Collins brings home a run on the sacrifice fly, and Diamond reaches on an error that also scores a run. 7th, when we come back, 5-3 the score here in North Augusta.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Nolan Martinez back out to the mound here for the top of inning number 7. Green Jackets get 2 runs in the bottom of the frame. They do give Dawson Diamond an RBI, by the way, on that penultimate play that brought in the run, because he put the ball in play despite the error. And even if they get one out on that play, it still would be a run scoring situation. So Augusta within 2, 5-3 the score as we hit the top of the 7th. And the top of the lineup as well is set to bat here. Starting off with Gene Ramirez. Ramirez, 2-for-3, a double, a single. He has scored twice. The lefty at the plate. Martinez's pitch is crushed to right. It's hanging up there. If it is far enough to get out, it is indeed far enough to get out. It bangs off the side of the Taxslayer Terrace, a first pitch home run. That ball got caught in the wind, but even the wind could not keep that one in the ballpark, as it becomes a 3-hit day for Ramirez, just a triple shy of the cycle now, and the lead back up to 3, now 6-3. Home run number 5 of the season. Got a pitch on the upper inside part of the plate and turned on it. Kern turned his back. Never a good sign when the outfielder turns their back. And if that were maybe 2 feet lower, it hits off the elevated portion of the wall, but instead it does get out. And it's a leadoff shot. And Hernandez will swing and miss here to begin his AB. And it's 0-1. But just as it had been brought back to a 2-run game, now a 3-run game, 6-3. Hernandez fans at this one, it's 0-2. Outfield back, as is the infield here for Hernandez, with Charles on deck. The 0-2 pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal. He did not. So Ramirez with 3 of the 8 hits so far today for the visiting Fireflies. Layton has 2 as well. 1-2 pitch. Grounded to third. Backhanded by McGee. Sets himself. Long throw is in time for the out. So no one on, one away, one run home for Austin Charles. A sacrifice fly, a 6-4 three-double play, and a walk and a run for him today. He seems to always be involved in the action, no matter where he is batting, no matter what position he's playing. He has committed 5 errors against Augusta in now 7 games, but he has more than made up for it with the offense that he has brought to the table. And he will take a ball here. They are still updating the scoring for the bottom of that inning, but I imagine one of the 2 runs on Wallace will be unearned as Charles checks his swing and holds up. It's 2-0. Green Jackets got a pair in the 6th. But now trail by 3, 6-3. The 2-0 in the dirt, 3-0. Charles, a very good runner as well. Again, 6 feet 6 inches tall and long strides, but efficient as well, which is important. You don't want to get out ahead of yourself when you're that big. And he will get a chance here, a 4-pitch walk, second walk of the day. So he has had some productive at bats, 0-for-1 with a double play, but a sacrifice fly and now 2 free passes, as Augusta has a man up and loosening in the bullpen. And it's Brett Squires to the plate. It looks like Yomar Diaz is the man loosening out there, I believe. Again, it's a hard angle for us to pick out from all the way back here. But Charles on at first, Squires will foul off the first pitch. He is 1-for-2, a single, a strikeout, and a walk. The single brought in 2 runs, which as of right now stand as the go-ahead runs. That made it a 5-1 ball game. Now the score back to 5-3. Charles leading off of first. And the pitch here bunted in the air. It's popped up. It's charged by McGee. He won't have a play. And a bad bunt will become a bunt single. That ball was popped up, and it caught people by surprise. It nearly became a bunt double play, but it landed in no man's land, and it'll end up with men at first and second and one away. It'll give Squires his third trip aboard. So now Daniel Vasquez to the plate with men on first and second. Good speed on the bases as well. The pitch, fly down the right field line and foul ground. Kern will give it a chase, but it will land in the seats. We have also, it appears, lost internet right now. Our wired connection is working, the wireless is not, which makes it hard to do something like check the pitch count. 0-1, regardless, Vasquez with 2 men aboard. And the pitch here in for a strike, 0-2. Vasquez 0-3, 2 strikeouts. He reached on an error and then was thrown out trying to score from third in what became a flyout double play. 0-2. Driven to right. Again, towards the line. Kern chasing it down and foul ground, and it will land foul, and he trips on the mound of the bullpen. Good to see him shrug it off easily and get back up to his feet. So the count remains 0-2. Everyone will go back and get reset here. Squires with 26 stolen bases this season. Charles with 6 after the earlier double steal. And they've got big leads here. 0-2, grounded up the middle, could be 2. Tavares fields, his flip to second is in time for 1, but there will be no play to first. Tony Pena sprints over and begins to argue. Again, he is the most vociferous arguing umpire in the league without a particularly close second place man. The flick from Tavares to Exposito might have pulled him off the bag a little bit, but it looked like Expo very consciously tried to tap that foot on the bag, and it will become a fielder's choice. Men now at the corners with 2 away here in the 7th. It'll be a 6-4 fielder's choice. Charles takes 3rd, Squires out at 2nd, and Vasquez to 1st. But we will have a pitching change with a man coming in from the pen when we come back. Green Jackets down by 3, 6-3 the score.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes 1 and 1 makes 3. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here in the top of inning number 7, men on first and third and two away. The youngster, 20-year-old Yomar Diaz, in making his fourth appearance with Augusta this season. His first three outings, he went 5 2/3 innings before giving up his first run. Ended up giving up a pair in his last outing, but he has gone some big innings as of late. And he is trusted here to try and end this inning with just the one run home. It began with a first pitch home run from Gene Ramirez, who's a triple shy of the cycle. It's 6-3 the score. Austin Charles on third and Daniel Vazquez on first. They've already tried a double steal once today. And the runner will stay put at first here as the first pitch strike comes in from Diaz out of Bani in the Dominican Republic, 6'2" tall, 200 pounds. Going righty on righty. Werner 1-for-3, a single, a ground out, and a flyout. A one, breaking ball, hammered to left field for a base hit. There's the first RBI of the career of Werner, as taking third from first is Vazquez. It'll be a stand-up double, and the lead grows now 7-3. The seventh rounder comes through in the seventh inning as Charles scores easily. Vazquez goes corner to corner. First RBI, first multi-hit game, first extra base hit, amongst others. So now two in scoring position here. Men at second and third with two away for Lisandro Rodriguez, 0-for-3. The pitch is nubbed foul off the back leg of Rodriguez, the lefty. Diaz so far in Augusta, this is his fourth outing, no record, a 2.70 ERA. He's gone 6 2/3 innings, 5 walks, 5 strikeouts, and he's only given up 2 runs. A one, grounded to first, but foul. Over by the first base coach, who fires it over into the dugout. Nope, he'll fire it to the stands instead. Augusta got 2 runs back. It was 5-1. They made it 5-3, but a 2-run top of the seventh has restored that 4-run lead. Diaz rocking number 33 that was Spencer Schwellenbach before he got promoted. Now the 0-2. Line into left field, a base hit. 1 run in to score. They're going to wave home. The runner, Werner, the throw comes to the plate. It's cut off. It's a 2-RBI single. And now the game out of reach, 9-3, a 4-run seventh. 2 runs batted in for Rodriguez. And what was a close game has now become far less close. So Werner, an RBI double, followed up by Rodriguez, a 2-RBI single. Both the inherited runners score, as well as the first batter for Diaz. And now the eighth man of the inning, Royer Leighton, takes a pitch up and in at 92. This does also mean that Gene Ramirez, who's a triple shy of the cycle, obviously the most difficult part of the cycle to get, will be guaranteed another AB. The score now 9-3. Augusta trails by 6. 1-0 popped up down the right field line in foul ground. Compton chasing it down, and it will land in the second row. Bounce back into the field of play. Augusta simply does not win games when they give up more than 8 runs, which, as you would expect, when they give up 8 or more runs, they're 3-17. The big number, though, is when they are out hit. Augusta really struggles to win games when they are out hit. They are 7-42 this season. Pick off to first, nothing doing. Wind picking up here yet again. It's gotten a little bit chilly here, by which you mean about 84 degrees. The Fireflies lost 5 in a row last week and 1 on Sunday. They're looking for their 3rd straight win here tonight. They've got a 6-run cushion in the 7th. 1-1. This is inside. Pitch taken down and in, and we'll go to 3-1. Leighton so far today has also had a very good game, a homer, a single, and a strikeout, but he was 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts yesterday. He's raised his average by 6 points with those 2 hits today. Hitters count here, 3-1, taken outside, ball 4. Thank you. So Diaz yet to record an out here with Rodriguez taking second, Layton on at first, two aboard, still two away. And the ninth man of the inning will come to bat, Levi Usher, who has reached all three times. Two walks, a run, and a single. Augusta trying to stop the bleeding here and give themselves a fighting chance in the final couple of frames. And after a nail-biter yesterday that went into the 11th inning, this one threatening to get out of hand. Usher, big swing and a miss here. Lefty got his first homer of the season in this ballpark back in April. A one pitch, grounded up the middle. Tavares, shortstop there, taps on the second base bag to retire the side, but nine men bat, four score, and two are left. That'll take us to the seventh inning stretch. As always, we will keep it here for Take Me Out to the Ball Game on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Valley Live.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, if you drive a Jeep Cherokee, South Carolina plate VT-8111, again, a Jeep Cherokee, South Carolina plate VT-111, you have the dirtiest car in the parking lot. Yeah, you can have that taken care of at Sparkle Car Wash. Head to Jet Services to claim your prize. And don't forget to purchase your launch balls. You can win some great prizes after the game. Now batting left fielder number 17, James Green.
So we're back here in the bottom of the seventh. Green Jackets now down by 6, 9-3. Grady in the box. He'll take a ball. Grady singled in the first. A strikeout and a flyout also on his ledger this evening. Again, four players of the nine position players this evening making their affiliated debuts added from the Florida Complex League this morning. 1-0 drops in for a strike. After a long wait as the nine men batted in the top of the seventh, Augusta steps back up to the plate. 1-1. Taken for a strike. Wallace remains on the mound. Gave up three hits, two runs, one earned. He also struck out a pair back in the sixth. But now has a bit more of a cushion to work with. 1-2. Flown out of play down the left field line. Grady rocks a small blonde mustache. Some short blonde hair described as by Chris Swagger. We'll get into that in a second, what he said earlier today. 1-2. Chopper towards second. Rodriguez fields to his left and throws to first for the out. Chris Swagger, one of the Rovers here this series, said that you look at him and you think he's sort of deliberately kind of going for like a gritty kind of look, and it reflects the kind of ball player that he is. So now one away, and Cam McGee 0-3 at the plate. Going lefty on righty here, two strikeouts and a fielder's choice today for McGee. Playing third, first pitch, grounded foul towards the dugout, and it will ricochet over into right field off the screen. Now there is a very tenuous McGee-Kansas City Royals connection that it's incredibly tenuous and really kind of out of left field. 0-1, chopper to second. Again, Rodriguez there. He's running it over to the bag, and he'll flip there for the out. Well, McGee's older brother went to high school in Corona, California, which has a tremendous athlete population. There is a player on the Kansas City Royals big league roster who is also a high school product in Corona, California, Samad Taylor, who was drafted out of Corona by the Indians, now the Guardians, ended up in the Blue Jays organization and now a member of the big league Royals. Drew Compton to the plate. He will take a strike. Compton has been tremendous today, a single, a double, and a walk. 2 for 2. Green Jackets down by 6, looking for base runners. The pitch misses down and away. No action in either bullpen. Diaz will be back out to work the 8th, and they're going to let, presumably, Wallace try to get through this 7th before thinking about having an arm start stirring. The 1-1. In for a strike at the bottom of the zone. Compton, Georgia Tech product. Teammates with Chandler Simpson, who today stole his 80th base for the Charleston River Dogs, leads the majors and the minors by a sizable amount. 1-2, grounded foul off the plate, a little bit out in front at a breaking ball. The book on Compton is that he just has it. He's got the professional hitter tool. And he has been proving it so far, that single and the double, also the walk to load the bases back in the first. 1-2, and he will take this one just outside. Similar profile in terms of age and size to David McCabe, who was also a switch-hitting corner infielder at the beginning of this season, who played multiple years in a college, a big college. 2-2, grounded foul. Someone who takes long at bats and hits from both sides of the plate. McCabe with a 850 OPS right now in high A Rome after slugging 8 homers in the first 7 weeks of the season for Augusta. A well-deserved promotion. Wouldn't surprise us to see him in Double-A before this year's over. The 2-2 inside, and the count will fill up, trying to reach for a 4th time today. And now an arm will start throwing in the bullpen for the visitors. Three and two the count with two away. Augusta trying to claw back into this game. The payoff, inside, ball 4. And Compton has worked himself aboard for the 4th time, putting himself as an easy winner of, or likely winner of, today's It Guy of the Game, brought to you by Premier Networks. Single, a double, 2 walks. He's reached in every plate appearance so far. Now, if you have to select a play of the game, probably wouldn't be a bad thing to mention Cade Kern, who's at the plate now. He threw out the runner at the plate. And Kern will shoot this one down the left field line, a base hit. It'll drop in front of Ramirez. Compton will stay put at second. But Kern has himself a multi-hit day. So Compton to second, Kern to first. Back-to-back singles for him. EJ Exposito now to the plate. First pitch to Expo, taken outside and low. So 1-0 here for Expo, who is 0-3. Looking to bring Augusta closer in this contest with two aboard. The pitch grounded towards short. Vasquez, a long play. His throw to second is in time. Side retired. 6-4 on the force out. And we'll head to the 8th. Augusta trailing by 6-9-3.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Top of the eighth, Green Jackets get two base hits, one from Compton. Rather, they get a walk from Compton and a single from Kern, but cannot push them home. Augusta still stuck on five runs now over the course of this series, and we're into the top of the eighth. So Augusta has now seen 18 half innings at the plate and have failed to convert a number of good chances so far, down to their final two frames here. Ramirez will lead it off. Nine men came to the plate, and four scored for the Fireflies in the top of the seventh. And Ramirez, a triple shy of the cycle. Double in the first, single in the fifth, and homered to lead off the seventh. The triple, very hard at this park. And he will take a ball here from Yomar Diaz. Ramirez raised his average to 295 with this 3-for-4. Second pitch here off the glove of Diaz towards second, and Exito won't be able to make a play on it. It'll be an infield single on the deflection for Ramirez, so he'll pick up his fourth hit, but be held to just one base.
Catcher, number 12, Omar Hernandez.
So now Omar Hernandez comes to the plate. Nine runs, 12 hits for the Fireflies so far. Each team with an error. Ramirez with a third of those base hits himself. Not afraid to run either, although they are up six runs. Hernandez takes a strike. You think maybe for Diaz, who's making his fourth appearance now, there was not a whole lot of tape on him before today, but now having gone six innings in his Augusta Green Jackets career, guys are seeing him a bit better, and now only through a third of an inning, he's given up three hits and a run and walked one. The 1-1. Golfed in the air towards left center field. Grady over towards the alley. Center fielder Collins is also there, and Collins will make the catch for the first down. In a day of great performances at the plate, Hernandez 0-for-4. And now Austin Charles, who is 0-for-1, but an eventful 0-for-1, a sacrifice fly in the first, and two walks. Charles just has that kind of charisma at the plate. He is clearly just such a vibrant character. He's got a great swing as well, and he showed it against the Green Jackets this year. He'll take a strike with a breaking ball. Rocking a gold chain. Man on first and one away. Something of a quieter evening here at SRP Park than yesterday as Diaz spikes the pickoff there. Good work from Compton to scoop it up. Ball comes loose from the bullpen here and will get all the way down behind home plate. Trying to get a read on who is up and throwing for the visitors. The Fireflies did promote the best pitcher in the league, Cooper McKeon, earlier today. This one fouled off. The BYU product made 30 appearances with an ERA of under one and a whip of under one as well. Was 8-1, picked up the win yesterday. Heck of a way to go out. 0-2 here on Charles. The pitch spiked up all the way to the backstop, and that will be an easy advance for Ramirez to second. On the wild pitch. 9-3 is the score. Augusta lost yesterday 3-2. They won on Sunday twice, 3-2 in game one of a doubleheader, and then 2-0 in the combined no-hitter in game two. But the Augusta offense taking a bit of inspiration from their pitching that day. The 1-2 pitch here misses down and in. They've been a bit profligate at the plate the last two games. Augusta seven hits today, but They have left 9 more men on base and have gone 2 for 10 with men in scoring position, just 3 for 23 now over the course of the series. The 2-2 from Diaz is fouled off. It's chopped into his own hand as Charles will take off the helmet and reset. Austin Charles, not to be confused with Austin Hedges, the big league catcher whose middle name is Charles, and oftentimes when you search Austin Charles baseball, it's the first thing that comes up. 2-2. Down and in for a ball. And the scoreboard had the count off, so it is ball 4. Third walk of the day for Austin Charles. And now men at first and second with one away.
Brett Squires.
And that might have just been ball 3. I had that as ball 3. And Diamond had that as ball 3. And the manager had that as ball 3. And they're going to confer here. Let's see what the official scorers had as well. They also had that as ball 3. That was a 2-2 count. And they are radioing up. It was 2-2. Everyone confirming. And it is now a full count. And Charles will come back. Charles took his base. Got to give him props. I mean, everyone kind of let him go there. But it was a foul ball. It was still 2-2. I could have sworn. You know, I try not to lose track of the count that often. It's an easy thing to do with so much going on. But they will bring Charles back to the box. And it's now a full count with a man on second. The umpires, one of them does carry a radio to radio up to the booth in the event of a circumstance like that. So 3-2. Diamond conversing with Dylan Holsey, the home plate umpire this evening. So 3-2. Man on second. Diaz on the mound and the payoff. Swing and a miss, strike 3. So he gets a second chance there, and he will make good use of it as Charles goes down swinging for out number 2 for a strikeout for Yomar Diaz. Now Brett Squires, 2 for 3, 2 singles and a walk. Squires, the lefty at the plate, first pitch to him way outside. Squires began his collegiate career at McLennan Community College in Waco before transferring to Oklahoma. Only got one season of summer collegiate ball. It'll take a big swing and miss here, 1-1 with Brazos Valley in the Texas Collegiate Summer League. Did pitch an inning at Oklahoma. Gave up a home run and struck out 1. But not really a two-way player. 1-1 the count, the pitch outside and low. This the first season in affiliated baseball for Squires, and playing in his 89th game of the year. He has done quite well. OPS up near 750. 40 driven in now as of today. The 2-1 fouled off. It is that time of year, by the way, when summer collegiate baseball leagues are rounding towards postseason on the Cape and in the Northwoods League and elsewhere. 3-2 here on Squires, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And Diaz will fan a pair and retire the side after Ramirez singles to lead off the frame. Bottom of the 8th when we come back. Augusta down 6-3. They will have Acton Diamond and Collins to the plate when we come back.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. so get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Bottom of the eighth, Green Jackets trailing by a score of 9-3. They will have 7-8-9 Acton Diamond Collins, the 3-2 up.
And batting number 50, Corey Acton.
So Acton to the plate to lead it off. Acton, 1-for-2, a single, a walk, and a strikeout today. The lefty will take a first pitch breaking ball downstairs for a ball. Elvis Novas is the new arm in here, 20 years of age, making his affiliated debut as well. A good spot to do it, up six runs. The 1-0 misses in the dirt, 2-0. This year in rookie ball, Novas, not the greatest numbers, a 1080 ERA. In 8 1/3 innings, 15 hits, 12 runs, 10 earned, with 5 walks to 6 strikeouts. And he will get his first strike here on the outside at 92. Novas listed at 6 feet tall, 205. He looks a bit slimmer than that, just 20 years of age. Out of Cristobal in the DR, the 2-1. In for a strike. Oof. It'll go to 2-2. So 2-2 here on Acton with Diamond on deck to follow. The pitch is popped up, foul down the third baseline towards the dugout. Might be playable for Charles, and it will not. It will land about 8 rows deep. Wind again pushing from right field to left field. San Cristobal in the DR, a big baseball town. Sixto Sanchez of the Marlins. 2-2, misses down and away, ball 3. In the Brave system, Magnuri Sierra up in AAA Gwinnett, also from there. Jose Guillen, Raul Mondesi, who's now the mayor of that town, is there, as well as Miguel Andujar. 3-2, fouled off, Acton staying alive. Good at-bat here to begin the inning. He will never waste an at-bat. One thing, even when the hits weren't falling, and he would still put together competitive ABs, and now down 6 runs here in the bottom of the 8th, still looking to get aboard, extending his 7-game hit streak to 8 with that single back in the 6th. 15 for 31 in that time span, with 3 doubles, a homer, and 6 driven in. A 3-2 count here for Novas, and the pitch grounded down the first baseline but foul. Squires will glove it to the wrong side of the bag. Coincidentally, also from San Cristobal, is Rafa Trujillo, one of the more brutal dictators in the history of the Western Hemisphere, but don't have to worry about that anymore. You never know when you're going to get a history lesson here as well. 6-run deficit in the 8th. Good time as any. 3-2. Grounded again. Foul down the first baseline into the bullpen. The history of the Dominican Republic is really interesting, especially as it relates to baseball. Obviously a really prestigious winter league there, and so many major league superstars from the island. The 3-2, outside, ball 4. Acton will take an 8-pitch walk to begin the 8th. And that's where you see that experience showing. Acton, a 4-year college player, able to be patient and grind out the AB until he was able to get what he wanted. That time it puts him aboard. So now Dawson Diamond to the plate. Drove in a run his last time up. Reached on the error by Charles. First pitch is taken downstairs. Oftentimes, pitchers in their first outing or first couple of outings have a little bit of accuracy issues, especially when pitching in front of crowds for the first time. 1-0 down in the dirt. It is not always the case, but a lot of international free agent signings don't compete in sort of organized baseball the same way many American or Canadian players might with Little League and then high school to college. The 2-0, Diamond will take it downstairs 3-0. It's a lot of showcases in the DR, in Venezuela and Colombia, in Nicaragua, etc., with organized baseball being really more done at the senior level rather than in childhood. 3-0, in for a strike, and a lot of these players are signed at the age of 16, 17. So by the time you're making your jump to affiliated baseball, it's a very different backdrop, and it's one that does take adjusting to, but it can be done, as Diamond pops this one foul, it'll go 3-2. Actually had a great talk a couple of weeks ago with one of the Royals' chief scouts, one of their former head of Latin American scouting, actually in Orlando Estevez, who signed Salvador Perez, amongst others. The 3-2, lined off the end of the bat towards right field. Layton coming in, second baseman out, but Layton, the right fielder, is there for the out, one away. But it was great to talk with Orlando Estevez and talk about, you know, what it's like being a scout, especially an international scout, and how you sort of evaluate guys. And, of course, so many great players he has unearthed, including a handful on this team. Tyler Collins in. He'll take a strike. The moral of the story is the beauty of baseball is that it brings together players of all different backgrounds. They're all on the same diamond. 0-1, breaking ball downstairs. Collins, for example, drafted out of high school, was an Oklahoma State commit out of McKinney Boyd High School in Texas and ended up signing instead. He's got a 1-1 count with a man on first. The pitch, fastball for a strike in 92. Tavares on deck, a single and a walk today. Novas on the mound in his first affiliated appearance after a handful in the complex this year down in Arizona. The 1-2, grounded to second, could be two. Second baseman flips to short for one, on to first, not in time. Collins beats it out. It'll be a 4-6 force out at second. With Acton out on the base paths, that'll bring up Ambioris Tavares, who is 1-for-3, a single and a walk. Tavares from the same hometown, and he will take a brushback pitch here to begin his AB. Snap throw back to first, not in time. Hernandez has done that a couple of times this season and has not been successful against Augusta. Collins does lead the Green Jackets in stolen bases, up to 26 on the year. 1-0. Tabby pops it up, foul out of play. Diaz will be back out to work the ninth for Augusta, not wanting to burn another arm here in a six-run deficit going into the ninth. Owen Murphy is going to go tomorrow for the Green Jackets, with Sam Strickland set to start on Friday. 1-1. Nubbed off the plate and foul. Green Jackets lost the first two games of last series as well, dropping Wednesday and Tuesday contests before putting up 15 runs in two innings to notch that miraculous comeback. They were down 8-0 going into the top of the eighth and ended up scoring 6 in the eighth and 9 in the ninth to pick up a blowout win when all was said and done. 1-2 in the dirt. Tavares lays off it. Collins back to the bag at first. It is a good reminder that no lead is safe and anything can happen, although with the way the men have been stuck on base for Augusta this series, it would take a change in fortune. Augusta also homerless since last Thursday. 2-2. Fouled off. Jace Grady on deck, 1-for-4. Drew Compton has probably been the pick of the litter as far as debuts go. He has gone 2-for-2, a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's reached in all 4 plate appearances. So good day for the on-base percentage, eh? Collins on first here, not looking to move, and the 2-2 pitch. High fly ball towards shallow right center field. Layton, the right fielder, is there, and the second baseman also there. Oof, nervy play. Rodriguez had it bobble in and out of the webbing of his glove, but he'll make the catch as the wind wreaks some havoc. Side retired. We head to the ninth. Green Jackets down 9-3. We come back. Final frame.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switchtowellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Little Rage Against the Machine here as we head to the top of the ninth. Diaz on the mound. Vasquez at the plate. And he will break his bat into about 4 pieces on the first swing, fouling it off. That got some nasty splinters from the barrel. It sheared off a good portion of it, and that will become a piece of deadwood as he goes down in the count 0-1. Vasquez today is 0-for-4. He has scored a run after reaching on a fielder's choice back in the seventh and also got thrown out at home plate by Cade Kern, who has had a nice debut in right field today. The 0-1. Slider for a strike. Vasquez thought it was outside. I also thought it was outside, but again, ninth inning. Umpires trying to keep it consistent. 0-2 here. Vasquez, Werner, Rodriguez in 3 to bat, and Diaz spikes this one up there. It's 1-2. Tomorrow night, Owen Murphy gets the start. On Thirsty Thursday here at SRP Park. Beautiful weather in store. 1-2. Taken down low, 2-2. Uninspiring performance from the offense in the clutch today with men in scoring position, as was the case yesterday. 2-2 pitch inside. However, it is always going to take a little bit of acclimating, especially when your lineup has 4 players making their debut. However, some of them have been quite composed at the plate, and the rest will get there in time. 3-2 pitch, called strike 3 on the inside corner. Vasquez, it took 3 or 4 steps towards first base, and I think he might have a case. He got 2 very harsh strike calls on him in that at bat. That could have been a 5-ball count there, but he will sit down. It's tough, too, because one of them was called on the inside corner, one of them on the outside corner. It's like hard to get a read there if you're Vasquez, but Diaz will take it. And now Trevor Warner to the dish. First pitch is inside, a little bit too much there. 2-for-4 is Warner today, a double of the RBI variety, also singled in the fourth. Batting average sitting at a nice even 500. He shoots this one sharply, but foul. Got all of that foul ball, but it'll go over towards the restroom. Augusta will have 2, 3, and 4. It'll be extra at bats for the new additions to this roster as Diaz misses just a smidgen side here, 2-1. So far today, solid debuts for all involved. Jace Grady, 1-for-4. Cam McGee, 0-for-4, but active at the hot corner. Compton, 2-for-2 with 2 walks. And Kern, 2 singles and 2 strikeouts. Slider in here for a strike down and away. This strike zone has all of a sudden gotten very large here in the ninth inning. But it's a 2-2 count on Werner. Diaz looking for his 4th straight strikeout. And he'll get it. Down on strikes he goes for out number 2. I believe that is a called strike 3. It was a half-check swing there from Werner, his first affiliated strikeout. And it is indeed a strikeout looking. So 2 straight backwards Ks here, and Rodriguez is now up with no one on and 2 away. 9-3 the score. And Rodriguez smacks one down the right field line as home run distance. It'll land in the river, but about 30 feet foul. That ball, 370 feet, 103 off the bat, but got too far on top of it. Couple of homers today. One for Ramirez, a solo shot, and Layton also with a solo blast. 0-1 tipped into the mitt. It's 0-2. Green Jackets, 76 home runs on the season, but they have not had a long ball since last Thursday. In a bit of a drought right now. They didn't need homers when they swept that doubleheader on Sunday, but it would be nice for the offense to see one go down, so to speak. Kannapolis has one today, and they've retaken first place in the league. The Green Jackets taking after their big league affiliate, the Braves, who are already at the 200 homer mark, the second fastest in the history of baseball. This pitch swung on and tipped off the shin of the home plate umpire Halsey. It'll remain a 2-strike count. The Braves blew up the Angels today, 12-5. Braves, like most of baseball, off tomorrow. They've got only day games for the rest of the week. They're visiting, of course, the Chicago Cubs, who very rarely play in the evening. They'll fly out to Wrigley tomorrow. 0-2, high and outside. Elsewhere around baseball, the Royals up 3-0 on the Mets. Royals looking to pick up some wins as Diaz will fan the side. Swung on and missed here. Rodriguez down on strikes. It is 5 consecutive strikeouts for Yomar Diaz to wrap up the 8th and 9th. We'll go to the bottom of the 9th. Grady, McGee, and Compton to the plate when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here in the bottom of the 9th, Augusta with Grady, McGee, and Compton to the plate. Green Jackets added 8 names to the roster today. Jace Grady, Cam McGee, Drew Compton, Cade Kern, Jacob Godman, Lucas Braun, Corey Wall, and Hurston Waldrep. Which means new names for fans to learn, new names for broadcasters to learn, and I think most importantly, 8 new stories to learn and tell here in the final month and a half of the season. Green Jackets hosting the Fireflies or the remainder of this week, they'll embark on a two-week road trip to Salem, Virginia, and Fredericksburg, Virginia. They'll return home, take on the River Dogs for a week, and then the Salem Red Sox will come to town, and then they'll wrap up the season. At Down East. Jace Grady leading it off. Singled in the first, 0 for 3 since. First pitch to him, taken very high. We have a new arm on the mound as well. I'll get you the news on that in just a moment. 1-0. Tipped in and out of the mitt of Hernandez, who taps the glove. We have yet to see Henry Williams, the new arrival into the game, last year's third-round pick of the Padres. 1-1, caught on a missed high fastball. It is Nicholas Regalado in here. Out of Florida Southwestern State, the powerhouse JUCO down in Florida. 1-2, spiked up there, taken for a ball by Grady. 11th outing of the year, 4.42 ERA. 26 strikeouts and 18 in the third innings, but a whip of 1.85. He has walked 11 and given up 23 hits in 18 innings. 2-2, smoked on a line to center field. Usher started in, now backtracks and will make the catch. Hit that one right on the nose at 98 off the bat, but directly at Usher for out number one. Now Cam McGee 0 for 4. Regalado pretty sparingly used, only got 5 appearances in June, 5 in the month of July, added to the roster in the beginning of June on the 9th, signed as a minor league free agent a week and a year ago. McGee takes a ball, the 1-0, grounded over towards short. Vasquez fields, gloves, his throw to first is just in time. McGee can run, but Vasquez got it over, now 2 away. Augusta down to their final out, down 6. Not quite the situation that they were in yesterday when down to their final out in the 10th, they scored the tying run, and down to their final out in the 11th, they brought a run home and brought the tying run to third, but Augusta looks set to drop their second straight to begin this series. The Green Jackets down by 6 as Compton will take one upstairs. Compton having the best game of any player on Augusta today. 2 for 2, a single, a double, 2 walks. Corey Acton also has done a nice job as this one outside as well. Acton 1 for 2 with 2 walks. But Augusta just 7 hits. And a failure to capitalize early with men in scoring position really costly. The 2-0 checked his swing but did not hold up. It's 2-1. Augusta left the bases loaded in the first, and that was really a chance to even the score. They were down 1-0 and ended up trailing wire to wire. 2-1 pitch. Sharply hit foul towards the garage and out of play. Tomorrow night, same time, same place. 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 Tax Slayer pregame show. Hear from manager Frankie Diaz, amongst others, the 2-2. Chopper to second. Rodriguez charges, underhands to first. And for the first time in his career, Compton is retired, side retired, and the ball game is over. Augusta ends up going down in order in the 9th and falling by a score of 9-3. That'll bring us to our Easy Go post-game show, and it's time to select our IT guy of the game. We'll give it to Drew Compton, who goes 2 for 3, a double, a single, and a pair of walks. A great debut for the Georgia Tech man. The losing pitcher in this one will be Giancarlos Lara. He'll fall to 2-7. He goes 4 1/3, giving up 3 runs on 3 hits while walking 4. Nolan Martinez went 2 1/3 in relief, while Diaz also went 2 1/3, striking out 5, but giving up a run on 3 hits. On the other side, the win will go to Shane Panzini, who improves to 2-8. He goes 5 innings, striking out 7, giving up just 3 hits and 1 run. He was excellent. Our stat of the game brought to you by EasyGo will be that the 4 new players in the lineup tonight all making their debut, and they all reached base in unconventional ways. Grady 1-for-5, Kern 2-for-4, Compton 2-for-3 with those two walks, and McGee an 0-for-5 on the line, but was aboard with a fielder's choice and also was active defensively at third. Plenty of room to grow, and Augusta will be looking to do just that tomorrow night when they send Owen Murphy out to the mound. Tomorrow at 7:05, they will be taking on Emmanuel Reyes, a 3-3 record, a 3.68 ERA, as they will look to finally get over the line here against the Fireflies and snap a little two-game skid. The Fireflies pick up their third straight win, improved to 16-16 here in half number two, and 51-46 all in all. Green Jackets down to 14-18, and now tied for last place in the league with Fayetteville, 45-52 on the season. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I've been Nathan Strauss. For those tuning in for the first time, thanks for tuning in. Hope you don't get tired by the season's end. We'll talk to you then in a few, well, a little under 24 hours. Good night.